This is the SML Podcast.
Now, I will say this too, and Joe, I'll edit this out at the beginning first, but sometimes I have an issue where my laptop hard drive likes to like hiccup and the recording will stop and I'll have to continue it. So if that happens, I will let you know.
We'll just play along.
Okay.
All right. This is live, right? I mean, we're live. Like, we're live now on the air.
Yeah, we are.
Streaming to soaked people.
Tens of thousands of dozens of
nobody.
Can you see which countries are listening right now?
It's tens of
some software.
Tens of thousands of cells making
it's
one
all
person.
Ethiopia.
No offense SML's to our Ethiopian fan base.
Yeah. Actually, it's all New Zealand.
It's all New Zealand, so that's a thing.
Oh my God. What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is episode 83 of the Small Podcast.
Small.
I'm sure you enjoyed that new music that just played.
I did.
It also played last week, if you didn't hear last week. If you didn't hear last week, fuck you. But we'll let this one slide. That new music was performed by the one and only legendary Grant, a.k.a. Stemmage, a.k.a. Metroid Metal, Henry.
A.K.A. Lonely Rolling Star pajama wearing.
Former Lonely Rolling Star. Speaking of Grant Henry, hi, Grant.
A.K.A. me. Hey, guys.
How you be?
I'm good. How y'all be?
I like our new music.
Yeah.
I thought that song sounded familiar.
It's because there's a giant breakdown in it.
Yeah.
Stole it from Kunal.
You should just turn that song into like a 3-minute instrumental.
A three minute instrumental breakdown.
Have like an a cappella breakdown in the middle.
I'm not used to like doing songs that are 20 seconds long, so I was kind of surprised when it was over.
Well, you did make a minute song.
This could be stretched out, you know, a little bit.
There's room for a solo section.
Oh, yeah.
There's always room for a solo section. Dubstep.
Fun fact.
Wow. Blah, 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 blah.
Fun fact about that breakdown pattern that you were referencing of one of my songs. I actually took that from one of my other songs. Like I was doing that thing for the video game remix for the Blade Mode CD, and I was like, oh, I think I want a breakdown here, and I instinctively went to a breakdown that I put in Ethereal Collapse song, and I was like, ah, oh, but that kind of works. I'm like, yeah, I'll just keep it. It's like nobody's gonna know that.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah, nobody listened to the Ethereal Collapse material, so whatever.
It's okay if it's your own song, but when you're like, when you do this breakdown, you're like, yeah, and then you're like, oh fuck, that's off. That's unsung by Helmet. Son of a bitch.
Listen, yeah? I will make as many Helmet references as I want because I love Helmet.
Yeah, me too.
Just saying, Paige Hamilton.
I'm always accidentally ripping off Helmet. So.
Right,
it's a thing.
Yeah,
that or Stone Temple Pilots. Here's a little. Speaking of STP, here's a little inside thing. I was telling who was I telling this to?
Chester
it made
Bennington.
Him so angry.
Take time for the SML because we want you. Because we want some views.
Actually, funny thing about that song. Because there's the whole line, "I'm half the man that I used to be," and you know I have one testicle.
Yes.
So. I actually stood on a table and sang that at my senior prom to my entire senior class.
That's
can we just back up to the one testicle thing for a second?
Yeah.
It's been well documented on the it's been a while
it,
though.
It has been it really? A while.
We yeah. haven't mentioned the single nut for quite a bit.
Yeah, I have
breaking news.
Not breaking.
Breaking
broken,
balls.
Broken news.
Broken news. Smashed in news.
You're breaking my balls here. You're breaking my balls.
Ball.
Yeah, I had testicular cancer when I was younger, so I only have one, and I make fun of it constantly. So,
I did not know that.
Yeah, Yeah, I seriously joke about it like on a daily basis, normally.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because why not?
So you and your one ball stood on a table and sang STP to the entire prom?
To my senior class at prom. I requested the DJ to play it so I could sing it to my senior class.
I think that's like better than any other prom story
because,
I've ever heard.
So. Actually, no, my junior prom was much funnier. I skipped my junior prom to hang out with the band Kitty.
Oh my God, so, really?
So I was doing sound for this venue in Kingston, and Kitty was going to be playing at this venue. And the day before their gig was the day that was going to be my junior prom. So my boss actually calls me up from the venue and he's like, hey, Kitty showed up a day early. They really want someone to show them around town and hang out with them. What are you doing today? And I'm like, well, I was supposed to go to prom, but I guess I'm not because I'm just going to hang out with them, obviously. So
obviously.
So I went and I was hanging out with them and they were just like, oh, yeah, you know, we appreciate you coming out and showing us around town at some point during the night or during the day. And I was like, yeah, it's no big deal. I was supposed to do my junior prom today. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah, I was supposed to do my junior prom today. They're like, do you have your tux? And I was like, yeah, I still have it. It's actually in my car. They're like, is there anywhere around here that we can rent like dresses and we'll like get some dresses? And
what?
I'm like, yeah, actually there's a place with what is it? The place down by Pizza Lovin.
I have no clue.
I think it's like it's not a David's Bridal, but it's something along the lines of that. Yeah, so
I'm just sitting here noticing that I have a dry nose and like nasal wheeze right now, like
but yeah, so we went to this place, they rented dresses and I put my tux on and we went for pizza at Nardozzo's. Because they really wanted pizza.
Nice.
And then they were like, well, what is there cool to do around here? And I'm like, well, there's a mini golf place. Like, down. So we went to Rich's and we mini golfed in dresses and a tuxedo.
Oh my God. What the fuck, man?
Dude, I'm not, like,
good one.
Like, no bullshit. this is all true story.
Wow.
Yeah. It was funny.
I saw them live, but that's the most I can say. I thought they were very good, except their drummer was a little flimsy.
Yeah.
But they were fun. You know?
Yeah, they were cool. They were really, really chill. But I had a blast. It was really, really funny. So, yeah, wow. So that's how I spent my junior prom. So I think my junior prom was a little bit more interesting than my senior. But video games.
Yeah, I came here to talk shit about video games with you guys.
Okay.
I'm about cool ones that. I haven't played, systems I don't have, like all that shit. I'm just ready to... I'm all fired up.
Well, since we want material, should we just get those emails out of the way first?
Yeah,
again?
Let's do that now.
What do you think, Grant?
And then 3 hours later, we'll be ready to talk to Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be the first half of the day, and then we'll move on to whatever.
All right, should I start with Zach or the spam?
Well, now you just gave away the joke of the spam message, so you might as well do that.
I think it was very clear from the beginning that this one would be spam. It's from Sweetums Maria.
That could be someone's online handle.
No, it's not.
that could have been my mom's handle. I don't know.
Okay, well, once I start reading it, you'll know it's spam.
I'm ready.
Hello, I'm glad to see... by the way, I'm glad is one word.
Okay.
Hello?
So then say it that way. It'd be, hello, I'm glad.
There you go. Hello, I'm glad to see you. I looked dating's sites and I found your profile... I want to find my man and to learn you, it is better. I like animals and like to go in fitness and like to listen to music. What music
Wait, hold on. What other way are you going to take in music?
I don't know.
I like to insert music.
Chris,
you got to feel it, man. You got to feel the music.
She has a question.
I like this girl.
She has a question?
Yes, there's a question. What music you two like?
I've never met you two. I'm sure Bono's
no,
a
no,
dick.
No. What music you two like?
That's what you said.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But not the letter U and the number two.
Oh.
What music you two like?
Well,
What music, happy time for you?
What music do we like, Joe? Like, what music do we like together? Because it does say you two.
Limp Bizkit.
In doses, yeah.
I mean,
not the new stuff. Oh my God, was that an abomination?
I mean, we do this all for the Nookie.
What?
The Nookie.
What?
you know what? I'm hungry for a cookie.
I'm not going any
further.
You
could stick it up your...
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope. Wookie?
Yes. Nope. Ale Sean is coming. Stick it up your Ale Sean. Video game remixes, obviously, since we play them nearly every week on this show.
I'm a big fan of Mega Beardo.
True.
I love Mega Beardo.
He's a good guy. I've shown so many people that like legend of Zelda thing. Like that's like one of my favorite ones, and it like it's crazy.
Have you listened to his new Ice?
Yeah,
the Black Ice EP. I know it's called Black Ice.
Yeah,
have you heard that yet?
We played I think three of the songs
on
the
we
show.
Did some.
I think you did. Yeah, love that.
Jeez,
thing,
Grant, get with the fucking program.
I like this.
Hey, I listen.
There's this dude named Stemmage that I dig.
Oh, he's good. You hear Stemmage got replaced by Mega Beardo?
I did. I saw that. Yeah,
Stemmage totally got kicked out of the band because he can't grow facial hair like Mega Beardo can.
That's funny.
What a pussy.
He can try and he can fail.
I also like his relative.
You mean his wife?
No. Your brother.
Oh,
Adam.
God, that was like fourth person.
Yeah, I was. I was trying to break that fourth wall.
That's good. I like that. Fifth wall.
We like
fifth,
you, listener.
Fifth, sixth wall. Is he going? Is he going to Mag?
No, not this one. He'll be at the
the
like
big one?
Mag proper, whatever
Mag,
you want to call
Mag,
it.
Mag Prime.
Yeah.
Mag Prime. Mag East.
Mag East. It's in the same area. It's like
Mag slightly Easter.
Mag I don't know. I'm gonna have to find it on the map and
it'll
see
be MagFest 13 minutes away.
Okay. There you go. That makes sense.
Is this 13?
Yeah.
The bigger one, yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Lucky number.
Unlucky.
You know what the best part about this mag is?
What?
Not to like totally dodge the question at hand, whatever that is, but fucking Tron, dude. Tron theme.
It's Tron theme.
I'm not going to be able to handle the weekend. Like, I'm just going to like, I'm going to be glowing blue and red all weekend. I can't wait.
I'm just hoping I can figure out.
You mean you already aren't glowing blue and red?
I mean, I am sometimes, but yeah, at least on the first day.
Mr. Guy who did a Tron remix album.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I like my Frisbees.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I have one upstairs.
Do you?
I live on the grid.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
So
this guy named Stemmage did it.
So
yeah, what music you two like?
What other music do we like?
I'm the douche who likes modern rock like Chevelle.
Yeah, you do.
I think the new Linkin Park is fucking awesome.
Hey, new Linkin Park has Pajel Hamilton doing
song is kind of based on that song.
Yeah, dude, right? I almost shit my pants. He was like, oh, yeah, that dude from Helmet is on one of the songs. I'm like, what?
Grant,
what?
You didn't know
No, what does he do? Is he playing guitar or is he going,
Guitar and chorus.
Yeah, he sings the chorus. Yeah.
Yeah, you know the song that you based that song around? It's that song.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you listen to it?
No.
Educate yourself.
Yeah.
I need to.
Just put it on in the background.
Okay.
Let's see here. I don't know. Are there what? There's some heavier bands that you dig.
Slipknot has new stuff coming out.
Oh, dude, the new stuff sounds good. I don't give a shit. The new stuff sounds good.
I don't think Corey's voice is as good as it used to be, but it's been how many years?
I think it's better. Honestly, I think it's more well rounded.
Yeah.
Since doing like a lot of the Stone Sour stuff. So.
True. But like that's the big complaint online is it's not as raw as it used to be.
Well, of course not, because he's been developing his voice.
Or you could say it's more raw because his throat has been stripped away by years of screaming.
Listen, once you reach a certain point of doing it, because I reached this point when I was doing the stuff for Ethereal, like some of my like really guttural like death metal-y kind of stuff doesn't sound as good as quote unquote as good as the stuff that I was doing with Pillage when I was younger, because I learned how to do it the right way
without
killing myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course it's going to sound different, but you know, I think
it, I think I think it sounds cool. I think it sounds like it's not as. I think it sounds more raw than Volume 3. And I really like Volume 3. Like that's my second favorite Slipknot record.
I liked Volume 3 a lot too. But his screams and his aggressive vocals in 3, it sounded like his voice was giving out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, this one spot when he screams on the first record. That first record gets me so freaking excited. Yeah. Still. Like it's so raw.
Did you like, just raw, stop like, yourself raw. From saying fuck?
What was that? Did it sound like I was stopping myself from saying
fuck? You're like, it's so freaking pumped.
Oh, okay. Gosh darn. Is that better?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So dadgum excited.
It's got the song, I can't remember what it's called, but I think it's Eyeless.
Oh, that's a good one.
Can't see California without Marlon Brando's eyes. That song. He screams and everything stops in that song, and his voice sounds like it.
You
literally sounds like he's gargling razor blades.
Without my
I am my father's son because I'm a phantom of mystery, and that makes me nothing. I will say this: I do love to make fun of his lyrics in like the first two albums.
Yeah, some of those early songs are...
like the only thing you really know about me is. That's all you'll ever know. Like, oh, wow. That's great. Thanks for that, Corey.
I don't know. Just the song title, People Equal Shit, will always be a favorite.
Listen. I got to see them play Heretic Anthem on fucking Conan O'Brien, and it was amazing. Like,
I saw that.
Fucking
I saw that show.
Amazing.
That's what I miss about Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Oh, dude, he just did not give a shit.
He got like any band on there.
Yeah, that was great.
Like it got so toned down for Tonight Show, and now
well,
even
Tonight
Conan.
Show. It's Tonight Show.
Yeah,
I mean, like, fuck, man, I'd give anything to see Revocation on a Late Night Show. Because Revocation is like the shit. Like they are one of my new favorite death metal bands. Like, period. They're fucking phenomenal.
I don't know, because I don't listen to much death metal. I like being able to understand what the singer says. I think that's my drawback when it comes to us comparing musical tastes, is I like a voice you can understand.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's bands that you can still get some of that kind of style out of, like,
some.
Like Soilwork. Like, Soilwork's a good example. Like, their newer stuff is, like... Holy fuck, man. Like, they're going off the wall. In Flames got a little bit softer, but I still like them. They're still good.
Like, going back to Slipknot, one of my all-time favorite Slipknot songs is Dead Memories.
Dead Memories.
I love that song. I'm honestly...
Which album is that on?
The fourth one.
What was the fourth one?
All Hope Is Gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even let listen to that one.
There's some good stuff on there. You kind of have to like dig through some shit, though. I mean, like, I didn't like the album as a whole, but there was some songs on there that I really dug. Forever, until I hear this new album and see how that is, Iowa is still going to be the best in my eyes.
You just like it because it has a shiny cover.
No.
And it distracts you.
No. Between Heretic Anthem, People Equal Shit, fucking...
Left Behind.
Yeah, like Left Behind. Dude, honestly, I still think Left Behind is one of their their best songs, like marketability wise, and just like that was the song to me that really broke them through to being extremely popular. It was that one and fucking what is it, My Plague?
As I close my eyes,
it's such a good song, man. It's fucking phenomenal. Because he had the perfect mix of his aggression and being able to sing.
Yeah.
And the tone of his voice was fucking great for that album. Like it was the perfect amount of like still really raw and realistic, like aggression, like real fucking screaming and yelling.
What are your thoughts on going from Left Behind to Snuff?
Well, I think Snuff was one of those songs that was a Stone Sour, like, well, we didn't put it in Stone Sour, so I'm going to pitch it to these guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's honestly, that's because even Stone Sour, like, you take the first Stone Sour album, like, what the fuck was that? How the fuck does that go now? Because I swear that was like a Slipknot song that went over to Stone Sour. Speed, gotta let it go. Why you gotta watch? Gotta let it
be. I didn't know Stone Sour had a second album. Spoilers.
There's a bunch. They've got
Stone
like
Sour's on what, like five yeah. now?
What? Wow,
dude, there is so much Stone Sour.
Please, spare the blood from my hands.
I guess it has been 15
get
years
inside.
Since the first
That's
record.
It. Get Inside is the name of the song.
Get Inside, Get
yeah.
Inside,
that was the
motherfucker,
first,
get it.
That was the first Stone Sour song that I had heard, and I swore, I was like, oh, this is Slipknot, right? And they're like, no, it's Stone Sour. I'm like, but this is a Slipknot song, right? Like, he just brought a Slipknot song over.
I'm surprised at like, how badly mixed the first Stone Sour sounds compared to the others.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because it was the first album.
that's helpful.
No, seriously. You play in any band, the first album, regardless of how much production value you have on it, the first album's always going to sound like shit.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah, five albums. Stone Sour, Come Whatever May, Audio Secrecy, House of Golden Bones Part 1, and House of Golden Bones Part 2.
Good gravy.
Yeah.
You got some catching up to do there, Grant.
They're good.
No thanks. No, hey,
they're good. They're good.
You should go look out this you ever heard of a band called I Wrestled a Bear once?
Yes.
Okay, they covered the first song on the first Slipknot record, Sick.
Yeah,
they covered it on Halloween and dressed up like Slipknot.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good. You guys should go check that out. It's quite
you know,
good
what
see
was it?
To her
I
barking
think
it out.
I think, and I could be wrong with this, I think the singer of I Wrestle the Bear Once is married to, who the fuck is it now? It's someone that you wouldn't expect. I'm going to have to look that up quick.
Well, the original singer quit, so I don't know who the new girl is.
The only song I've ever heard from I Wrestle the Bear Once...
Tastes Like Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, that's that singer.
Well, I heard that because they released it on Rock Band Network, and I was looking through to see
and
what
you're like,
songs
what is this?
I would buy.
And you're like, what the fuck?
It came on, and I'm like, nope, and closed the song.
Dude, you need
to
hear...
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's... I remember when they first came out, when the whole, like, deathcore scene was, like, starting to, like, really become, like, a huge deal. It was... I remember watching the video and just laughing my fucking ass off the entire time.
That was the Saved by the Bell video?
No, it's the one where, like, they're just, it's, you know, it's a generalized fucking them in a warehouse playing, but, like, at one point in the video, like, where it goes to that, like, techno break, like, they're playing, like, inflatable instruments, and, like,
oh my God.
Yeah, like, it's, I don't know, it's funny. Let me see here. I Wrestled a Bear Once, singer?
While you're looking that up. What? Joe Cam, I have a question. If Slipknot were a video game, what genre would it be?
Oh, my God.
Go.
Fuck. If Slipknot were a game?
Slipknot, the video game.
What type of game would it be? I would imagine it would be something along the lines of Black, where it's a shooter where you could destroy everything. But I personally would like to see it as like a side-scrolling platformer. Just to completely fuck with everyone's head.
Like a puzzle game or something.
Yeah. Or just make it like a Ninja Turtles style game or X-Men style game and have 9-player co-op.
I'm in. you'd be like a MMO. Like, build your own maggot.
Yeah.
Basically. You know? And you can dance.
How come I can't?
It could be an arcade game, and when you put a quarter in, it says "Get Inside."
I can't find it. I'm not gonna look for it. I know she's married to someone that you would just turn around and be like, "What?"
Say what?
But anyway, what is the question?
Well, what music you two like? So, Grant,
no. What was
like?
What was the question you just answered? Because I was looking that up.
If Slipknot was a video game, what kind would it be?
It would be Manhunt.
Yeah.
That's a logical answer.
It would be that game.
I would still hope for a side-scrolling puzzle platformer.
It would be Manhunt.
It'd be Bomberman.
No, it would be Manhunt. Yeah, hold on. Ready for this? It would be Manhunt in the style of almost like... It would be a Manhunt-style game, but with a Mega Man type of twist where every member is one of the bosses.
Oh my God! Who was
like
the original singer that they fired?
Yeah. Who was Awaba?
Who was the original? Didn't the original singer like get kicked out of the band before the first album?
No, it was the guitar player.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, then you'll be him. He's the playable character. You have to go kill other members.
The original guitar player was who they actually got to do bass now for a while when their most recent touring cycle. He's not going to be on the new he's not going to be on the new album though. And even drummer wise, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Max Weinberg's son.
It should be Max Weinberg. What
are
you talking about?
Yeah, right?
Oh my god.
But honestly, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I really think it's going to be Max Weinberg's son.
Put a mask on Max Weinberg and just have
Oh, and mask-wise, the hired gun bass player and drummer, they're going to wear the same mask.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
details.
They made a new mask. Both the bass player and the drummer are going to wear that same mask.
At the same time.
No. It's going to be...
It's conjoined.
It's not conjoined, but it is going to be the same style and design and everything. So, yeah.
It's just a question mark.
Speaking of masks, to go with the question about who you like, do you guys like Ghost? Have you listened to Ghost at all?
Of course. I met them in Ohio last year.
Ah, cool.
Were
they nice?
They were. They were actually the nicest people I ever met in my entire life. And
that's nice.
Their drummer, who obviously is just nameless ghoul because they don't say who the fuck they are. But the drummer, I walked into the tent, and obviously I met Papa Emeritus first. He was standing as soon as you walked in. He shook my hand. I talked to him for a little bit, and then I walked around the corner, and they were signing my CD, but the Nameless Ghouls had stamps of all the logos that are on their sash. So they didn't technically sign the CD. So they're using the stamper and stamping these logos onto my CD. And I'm like, which one of you is the drummer? And the one's like, I am. He just he raised his hand. It was all really cheery. He's like, that's me. And I was just kind of talking shop with him because I wanted to ask him about some of his gear. And after the conversation was over, he was like, can I just take a minute to thank you for just asking me something about my gear? Because he's like, I've been playing with this band for years now, and I love being a drummer, and I love being able to talk shop, but obviously anybody that comes to one of these things doesn't give a shit about any of us. So he's like, you were the first person I've ever been able to talk drum gear to since I've joined this band, so thank you. I'm like, no problem, dude.
Nice.
But it was cool. But yeah, they were really, really nice. I got to meet them. I got to meet Big Wreck, because that was the other reason why I went out. It was for Rock on the Range last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, Ian Thornley's a fucking god. So
I forgot you're a Big Wreck guy, too.
Yeah.
So, Grant, what music you two like?
I too like... lots of things. Things of lot. I too like things of lot. Metal music like I.
Good with the sound crunch.
I Por favor? That's Spanish.
Yeah.
Si vous plaît. I like it.
Bueno.
I'm a fromage.
Oui.
Bueno.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? I don't know. I got this band I'm into right now called Destrage, Destrage, and they sound kind of like a super crazy progged out band with the singer from Rat. So you can just envision that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's weird, dude. You should listen to it. I'll send you a link. I've been kind of listening to some of the proggy chiptune stuff too. You guys need to listen to the Zantilla album if you haven't yet. Chris, it's basically like...
If you say Opeth, I'm gonna poop.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna see Opeth for the first time in December. I'm excited.
Mm. Oh, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah,
they're good. They're kind of like, I don't know. Imagine if what's that Tesseract? They're kind of like Tesseract but chiptune and no vocals.
Oh,
this is Antilla. It's really neat. It's really neat. It's real proggy and genty, but it's chiptune.
Ooh, that's neat.
I don't know. I've been trying to listen to a lot of funky stuff. I like funky stuff. I've been kind of out of the metal thing for a little bit and listening, trying to find really wacky production and funky shit.
If you want a wacky yet really good songwriting and fucking like I don't know if you'll know this band, because this is a band that I'm like that I hold very near and dear to my heart. Fair to Midland.
Oh, I've heard Fair. Yeah.
If you actually like listen to all of their stuff, like they're fucking ridiculous. Like they're
does that cool. mean you're gonna want to play that one Fair to Midland song on Rock Band before we leave?
Not before we leave. I'm gonna want to do it there so I can yell at people.
That one single Fair to Midland song.
Yeah, he started getting like songs from the community for Rock Band, and I came over the one time and he just randomly had a Fair to Midland song on there, and I was like, what? Wait, whoa, what the fuck? And I just started losing my shit. Like,
it's awesome.
Yeah,
I was happy. I
figured community, so like any the ones that people just make, fans make,
yep,
of songs.
Yep.
Cool.
One yep. of Ale Sean's songs, two of them are actually in the game. Terra
really?
In Black or Terra Obsidian and Joe Camp Stole My Bike.
who programmed them?
I don't know.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
I think the best one that's in there is Crystal Flash.
Wow.
Which I think needs to be the very first song played at Magfest.
Oh my god.
So I will need to find, well, I guess you'll drum if you have the stamina for it.
Sure.
It's a 22-minute long song.
You do remember that I learned pretty much an entire Dream Theater discography, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, still, a 22-minute song in Rock Band.
Yeah, that's like Change of Seasons. That's shorter than Change of Seasons. So.
Yeah, Crystal Flash is pretty awesome. I think it's crazy that someone charted that for Rock Band.
You'd obviously have
that's
to
kinda,
take
that's
it in
nuts.
Spurts.
But yeah, the customs scene is badass, and it's only been getting better.
Yeah, somebody did, I don't know if that was, actually, no, that was a licensed song when they did Ghost of Perdition, right?
Yeah. I think it was Rock Band Network.
Yeah. If you really want to get dicey, you can get those really terrible Ethereal Collapse songs on Rock Band Network.
If you hate yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, thanks to the lack of licensing, you could find shit like Pink Floyd, Metallica, Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
All in Rock Band.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me that can happen.
Well, no, it's just like it's you just download the files and put it on.
Yeah, it's not through Rock Band.
No, it's not
all
licensed at
underground
all. It's
shit.
Bootleg.
Neat.
Yeah, this past Friday, because they put out new songs every Friday, The Breeders, Cannonball.
Oh, God.
Wow.
The Cardigans, Love Fool.
What the who picked those?
Garbage, Special.
Oh, yay.
Republica, Ready to Go.
Oh, I love that freaking song, man. Bah, 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 bah. I'll come up, we'll play it.
REM, Shiny Happy People.
Oh, God damn it.
And Smashing Pumpkins, Tonight, Tonight. A 96 pack.
You know what I was actually doing at the midnight release for Destiny when I was working at GameStop? Everybody that was coming up, I'm like, you're here for Rock Band Smash Mouth, right? They're like, what? I'm like, Rock Band Smash Mouth. You can get the extra The World Is Gonna Roll Me DLC.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like, what?
They're doing something. They've been announcing stuff.
Through the video?
Songs from 14 Genesis albums.
Holy fuck.
Megadrive?
I love Genesis. No, like
Genesis
Jesus,
Chronicles.
He knows me, Genesis.
God damn it, no! 14
oh,
albums
wait,
of
turn
Genesis
it on again?
Music, please.
Turn it on again?
I don't want to have it to the Mike too long.
Yeah, it's turn.
YouTube's like, you son of a bitch.
Let's turn it on again. I love that song. Yeah. Turn it on. Turn it on. Turn it on again. It's a really
any straight VGM stuff people programmed?
I think so.
There's a handful of them, not too many though.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah, buddy. Dude, that's awesome. Maybe I love not. Genesis. I'm supposed to I don't know if I'm still going to do this about doing that cover album, but if I do, one of the songs is going to be Jesus, He Knows Me. Because I did all the instrumentation and everything. The song's ready to go. I just don't have vocals on it. So.
I'd love if they did more video game stuff.
No, it was the same. It's just the same. That's all.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. I fucking love Genesis. It's so good.
I feel like there's the difference between
songs.
Dude,
I need all of those. Get them all. I want them all.
It's not until November.
November? I can't wait that long. I'll be balls deep in Smash, dude.
Yeah, I know. We all will.
I'll be ball deep in Smash.
I feel like there's a difference between the songs that are really that you really enjoy and the ones that are super super fun to play in Rock Band. Oh, yeah. Have you guys noticed that? Maybe.
Yes and no.
I think they can overlap a bit.
What do you guys always go back to? What's like the song you guys always like to play?
My absolute number one favorite song in Rock Band is Nom 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 Nom. And that's not a lie.
I know it is. I think my favorite song in Rock Band, this was licensed DLC. And I go back to it every fucking time because I used to play this with Ethereal Collapse. Yeah, it's not one of the songs that I was actually on. Was At the Gates, Blinded by Fear.
Mm.
Yeah.
There are a couple I go back to. Taproot, Everything I Said Was True. I'll go back to that one a lot.
You got Bleed for me. You got my sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Volbeat, A Warrior's Call.
I have to play that in the cover band. So
that one was so fun to play in the game. Muse.
I like Muse. Muse is
Hysteria.
Good.
That one's just fun as hell to play.
I used to always go back and play the entire Color and the Shape record over and over again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters. I love that one. Drums.
Oh, man, you're going to miss all the Foo Fighters songs that are on my hard drive.
In the list.
There's a shit ton, dude.
I was tempted. There's two of them that only have guitar that I was going to take off. The one is Down in the Park, and the other is Band on the Run, and I can't take their cover of Band on the Run off.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. No, you need it. Somebody needs to do a chart of their version of when it was just Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins doing Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, God.
Acoustic. It's fucking hysterical. It is very, very funny.
Oh, one other one I go back to. It's one of the final songs they put out because it was in Rock Band Blitz. Kelly Clarkson, Stronger.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
That song is so goddamn fun to play in Rock Band.
Yeah. There are a couple like really fun pop songs.
There are. A lot of guilty pleasures.
Here's one for you. Guilty Rock Band guilty pleasure. Miranda Cosgrove, Headphones On.
Oh God.
I wanna stay at home with my headphones on. Yeah.
What about you, Grant? What do you go back to?
I just want to keep you guys hearing you sing what you just sang. I've never heard that song. Can you guys do more
really?
Of that?
Oh, dude, what is I'll link song? It to you. I'll link it
just
to you.
Just sing sing it, both of you right
no,
now.
No, hold on. I'm gonna
that's
find
literally
it.
All I do know.
It. Hold on.
I don't want to listen to actual.
Yes, you do.
I want to hear.
Yes, you do.
I don't. No, I really want to hear you.
Actually, okay, you should fire up your system and see if it's still available because
it's free.
It is a free download, but I don't know if it's still going to be available much longer because that was one of the songs they did with Viacom.
I'm gonna try and I got to stop the video. Okay, there we go. I got the first split second of it. Into Skype you go. There you go.
Are you playing it in the show?
No. Okay. I had to find it on YouTube so I can link it to it. So there you go. There's the song.
Oh, I need to send you. I got to send you as many links as you send me. I checked that Distrage album is called Are You Kidding Me? No.
That's great.
It's a pretty good album.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I'm always looking for new stuff to listen to. Because I still have to wait for the new Machine Head record. I still have to wait for the new Opeth record. I've already heard the new Opeth record, but I don't think it's technically out yet. I think it might have dropped soon. I know I listened to the new In Flames album that came out on Tuesday, and that was okay. I think musically it's good. It's just his voice fucking blows now. What else? Oh, new At the Gates album. Got to wait for that. That's going to be fucking awesome. Slipknot album.
I like the new Rise Against album.
It's tough for me to get into them because of those really harsh, abrupt tempo changes. Because they like to do those a lot.
Yeah.
So. Did you guys hear a new Faith No More is coming out early next year?
I heard.
I jizzed my pants.
Yeah. That's pretty insane. I don't know what to think about it. It's guaranteed to be weird, and that makes me happy.
Well, yeah.
You know? Like, they're never going to do another epic. And that's okay, because epic's been done.
That's fine. You know? I was okay with that. Dude, fucking Angel Dust was a great record.
Yep.
So, yeah, man. I love Faith No More. They're great. They're a good time.
Should I get back to this email?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Did we ever get... I don't know if we ever got started on the email, did we?
Yeah, because that's where our music YouTube came from.
The spam email.
Yeah, we're about halfway through it.
Oh, God. Okay.
I was born on September 5, 1982. I don't have boyfriend. I have sent you my photo, which, by the way, there is no photo in the email.
Okay.
You two like my picture? So there's another question.
Again, I've never met Bono. Or what's that fucking... What's the guitar player's name?
The Edge.
The Edge?
Yeah.
It's his fucking name.
You think you know him. Edge.
You think you know me.
No, Metalingus.
Oh, yeah. Understand. I see clearly. Yeah, I would fuck his vocal cords. Oh, my God. I would stick my penis right in his throat.
Anyway, I'll wait for your answer. Your Maria. Thanks, Maria. That was a great email.
Maria, Maria. She fell in love with me, Sally. Anybody else? No?
No.
Nope. It was a Santana song.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying no.
Yeah.
Smooth as in rock
band. I think she sounds very nice. I think she was very, very forthcoming with information in her first email, and you gotta admire her for that.
But she didn't send a picture.
I'll make her forthcome.
She didn't send a picture, so I feel kind of robbed.
That's okay. Rob Thomas?
Yes. Like smooth.
Robert.
Robert Q.
Robert
Thomas.
Tomas.
Anyway, Zach Lyons from last week has sent an email that says my rebuttals to last week.
Okay.
No, I'll try to keep this more concise and to the point. Number one, Chris, regarding one particular topic, I think you're full of it. Brand new games are still being released for the PS3 and 360, at least up until the end of 2014. Borderlands, Destiny, Kingdom Hearts. So I really don't think GameStop will stop accepting trades for them for at least another 2 years. Sure, they won't be worth much, but they will most certainly still accept them until next-gen games start coming out only for next-gen consoles.
We'll see.
So yeah, just like me
and
Bogue.
All I'm going to say is, we'll see.
So just like
I have a thought. Can I offer a thought?
Yes, please do.
I don't really have a rebuttal. I just figure like, I think that, you know, we're talking trade-ins. All we're pretty much talking about is GameStop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're it.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Best Buy buys shit, but it's pretty much GameStop. So, like...
Technically, Walmart does, too.
And Target.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's truth.
Well, I figure, like, they'll continue buying product as long as they're not overstocked in it, you know? And as long as people keep buying it.
But that's the thing, man. Already with how much I've been working at GameStop... They are super fucking overstocked with a bunch of this shit. Like,
right.
A lot of over... And they're still constantly taking stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's barely any people that actually come in and buy pre-owned 360 games nowadays.
Good.
Honestly.
Good. Let games stop drowning them and maybe they'll cut their bullshit business practices.
We will see. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that 360 and PlayStation 3 are going to absolutely fucking die within a year. I'm just saying they will probably stop taking games in because they're so fucking overwhelmed with a bunch of this shit, and there's so much that's going to be coming in. Like, on a daily basis, when I work up there, there are people bringing in fucking truckloads of fucking games, and there's maybe 5 or 10 that go out the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you got to, you know, they're gonna buy from you what people are buying from them. And you know, like when you go in the department stores and you're amazed at some of the DVDs you see in those $3 bins.
Yep.
You know, you're like, shit, this movie came out last year. Like, I think you're gonna see that kind of thing where it's gonna happen a lot faster for some games and not as fast for others, and it's gonna be surprising.
It's gonna be the same thing with games, man.
Yeah.
I think when you walk into GameStop and you see X Blades for 99 cents, you'll say, fuck it, I'll give it a try for $1.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man.
I think,
like,
that's where games are going to go.
They're not going to keep a bunch of that shit around. They're going to be better off shipping all that stuff back to their warehouse and making it an online thing only.
They might.
Like,
but I think they'll still take them and trade it in for more than a year or two.
I don't know.
It's really funny because my brother's girlfriend, she works at a health food store. It's right next to a GameStop. And she went out back, and one of the guys from GameStop was throwing things away. And she doesn't know anything about games. But she walked over to him and saw he was throwing away this thing. And she took a picture of it and sent it to my brother. And was like, would you and Grant want this? And it was a DJ Hero controller.
Nice.
And he was like, absolutely, we want it. But they were throwing it away. Like, not even putting it at the front of the store and saying, please take me. They were putting it in the dumpster.
Yeah. No, there is a lot of stuff. There's a huge, like, underground thing of GameStop dumpster diving.
Yeah, there is.
Really?
People could find, like, slightly damaged consoles in there.
Yep.
Wow.
They just throw it out, man. Like, yep. there's stuff. I've seen, like, practically brand new sets of fucking, like, high-end Turtle... quote unquote high end Turtle Beach headphones that have all of the connections and everything like that just fucking boop right in the dumpster.
Yep. They probably it's better to just write it off.
Yep.
Than give it away.
Yep.
Ugh.
So the lesson is to go to GameStop tonight and jump in the dumpster.
Jump in the dumpster.
So woo!
Bring your flashlights.
Your flashlights.
Bring your flashlights.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go.
Good reference.
Bad trying. Reference. Bad touch. All right.
Good touch.
Continue.
1B, Chris, you said it's been roughly over a year since the new consoles came out. Even as you guys read this, the PS4 and Xbox One will not have been out for 10 months yet. Mid-November, son, you're exaggerating and blowing things up faster than they're actually happening. In your face, sucker! You got told by Zach.
Listen.
You got told.
Listen.
You got told.
We're pretty much there.
You said over a year, so you done got told.
When did I say over?
He's the one quoting it. He listens to the show. We don't.
I don't remember saying that.
No. Suck a dick. Number two, word up, Joe. Love Dave and Buster's adult arcade with food and alcohol. Yes, please. Number three, I really want to go into more details on my Borderlands next gen prediction, but I don't want to write another 500 words. And I'm sure you don't want to read it, so we'll just
agree. He doesn't want to write 500 words?
We'll just have to agree to disagree.
I'm shocked.
Grant, what do you think?
Of what? Borderlands?
Didn't you listen to last week's episode?
Yeah, about the packaging and the like bundling and...
Do you think that there will be a Borderlands...
HD package collection thing? And
why wouldn't there be?
And if so, do you think they would actually wait until 2016 to release it?
The only reason I think they'd do that is if there's another... When is this next Borderlands coming out?
Like
next month.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason I think they'd do that is if they were releasing an actual proper Borderlands next summer and then turning around and packaging it all together the following year. I think that's the reason they would actually do that.
Okay, but as it stands, Borderlands, Borderlands 2, and the pre-sequel, that's the collection that was up for debate. And pretty much everyone is in agreement that there's no way they would actually wait all the way until 2016 to put it out.
Yeah, that's really far away, unless there's something else in between they could, you know, package it with. That's like, pretty far away.
Zach's guess was that it would be announced to E3 and release... The following, I think spring, he said, quarter one or quarter two of 2016, which I don't see them waiting that long.
I think if they're... I don't know.
I think holiday then, at the latest.
Maybe people are super excited about this new Borderlands, but a lot of the stuff I read, people seem to be somewhat lukewarm, at least compared to how excited they were for 2.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then like that's a long way away. I mean, that means this new one is stale. It's a year and a half later.
I think the people that are really excited for the new one are fans of the series.
Yeah.
Everybody else that's just kind of like, I could take another? It a little bit. Like,
Last gen only?
Yeah. That's the thing that really throws them off. They're like, oh, Borderlands game. I've liked those. I'll probably pick that up. Oh, wait. It's only on 360 and PS3. Never mind.
That's why it's going to all be repackaged for new gen consoles in 2015.
I don't know,
2016.
I don't think it's enough of a huge leap in the next progression of the Borderlands series. Like, they're not adding, like, I don't know. they're not really changing it up a fucking metric shit ton.
How many HD collections, quote unquote, came out for the Xbox 360 and the PS3 that were just kind of the same exact game with kind of prettier textures?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
A lot. Like, try playing Tales of Symphonia HD on the PS3. After you've played any of the new Tales games, trying to go back to Symphonia with just slightly prettier textures, and not even all the textures.
Just some of them.
Some of the background ones look like dog shit smeared on more dog shit.
Dog shit.
Anyway, number four. Joe, the episode length was not my fault. You told me to write in, so I did. It's all your fault, you jerk. I accept it.
Fair.
I accept it. Number five. There is no number five. That's all. Goodbye, Zachary Lyons.
What?
That was some M. Night Shyamalan shit at the end there.
Blue balled.
That's why he sent email number two.
Oh, this is the real number five.
Titled number two. Sorry for the second email. I'm not sorry. But I forgot to say two things in my previous one. So technically, this is number six.
This will be five.
No, there was no number five. So this is number six.
Okay.
Just like our episode, 14 or whatever it was? 24. Was it 24?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know either. I don't care. Chris, I think the main theme from Chrono Trigger is the best. I would support Joe's Robo Astley remix suggestion if it hadn't already been done. But as it has, I would love to hear your take on the main theme.
Main theme?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll work on it.
Because I'm sure everybody does the main theme.
Well,
I still see the Robo Astley that's out is just taking the lyrics and putting it over top of Robo's theme. I think completely redoing it would be a fun idea.
You can pitch me it after the episode.
Never gonna give you up. Number two. Number seven?
Seven?
You guys should have Nick Chester back on the show. It's been too long, and Harmonix has had an exciting year full of announcements. I'm sure you would have plenty to discuss. That's all. I've asked him. They've been, like,
swamped.
Stupid busy this
swamped.
Year.
Swamped, yeah.
But,
what
yeah.
Does what does Harmonix have coming other than
they have
Fantasia?
A ton of shit, dude. They have Fantasia. They have that first-person shooter that they're working on. They have that
didn't
fucking...
Is that still happening? That, like, shooter?
Yeah.
Rhythm shooter?
Mm-hmm.
That was only an alpha. I'm not sure if that's still moving forward or not.
I would assume.
Me too. I know they just announced, what is it, a city
and then that, like,
sleeps? Or...
Yeah. It looks almost like a fucking... I'm brain farting really hard.
Amplitude.
Yes, they are working on the new Amplitude.
Yep, there's that.
The new Dance Central just came out on Xbox One.
Yep. They're busy. They've got shit to do.
Cool.
And Rock Band has been cock-teasing everybody
lately.
They, like, mentioned four of the Harmonix games that are being worked on. And they're like, four. Harmonix. What could it mean?
Half-Life 3.
No.
Half-Life 4.
No. You got to get that fifth in there. You got to get that Rock Band in there.
Yeah.
I could use a fifth.
And the
everybody
funny thing
loves
is,
those fifth harmonics.
In that list, they didn't include Amplitude. So they kind of fucked up on their own list.
Bastards. Apparently, it was playable at PAX. Didn't Gato play it or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
We don't actually hear from Kyle. He just kind of.
No, and then when he does, he just bails on MAGFest.
Yeah. He tells me, like, 2 weeks before MAGFest that, hey, I'm not going to MAGFest. Oh, yeah, I was sharing rooms with you, huh?
You poo-poo
ain't
head.
Ain't that a bitch, Joe?
Poo-poo head.
Yeah, I guess it is a bitch.
Poo-poo
you
head.
You son of a bitch.
Poo-poo head. All right, so no more email?
Nope, that's the emails.
Can I make one observation before we continue with the episode?
Whatevs.
I walked into Joe's house, and I caught Joe still playing Diablo.
Yes. I am, in fact, still playing DeBurbler.
And he has a hardcore character.
Yes. You caught me.
I got him.
You have caught me.
I got him.
I will admit the only reason I started a hardcore character was I want the achievements.
That's why I did it originally.
So I'm going to attempt to level 70 a hardcore character and attempt to kill Malthiel with him.
You can do that.
Fingers crossed.
You can do that.
And then...
so easy.
Aside from my warrior or barbarian that I got to level 70, I have to get every other class to 70.
That's why I did it.
I just don't know if I'm going to be able to, like, playing Witch Doc, or no, Demon Hunter. I can't do it. I wasn't liking it. The monk is fun.
I will show you after this stream. I told you we were probably going to play some Diablo. Yeah. I will show you how to play a Witch Doctor or a fucking Demon Hunter.
We could co-op it. I'll be the Crusader. You could be the Demon Hunter. And we could level up two characters at once.
I'll tell you right now, the Demon Hunter is fast as fuck. Like,
okay.
Like, I'm going to be ripping through shit.
Okay, then I'll just follow you while you murder things.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
I want to play.
Do you have an Xbox One?
No. Do you have fun, though.
Do you have it on PC?
I do not. Are there a lot of... Is it the kind of thing where it'd be worth waiting to get it until I get one of these next-gen systems? Or is it exactly the same, just less fidelity? Or maybe not?
Let me put it to you this way. I like the console version and the PC version both equally for different reasons.
Didn't you say the game was more fun to play on console?
I had more fun playing it on console when it was vanilla because there wasn't a lot of content updates at that time.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of content updates that they've done to the PC version, so where I can actually say that I like both for their own reasons.
Because there have been, I think, 4 updates I've had for Diablo already. I don't know what all they've done, but they have said that they plan on keeping both the next-gen console versions updated frequently.
Yeah. I just don't know. I'd be curious to see what they're actually going to be doing and how often they're going to do it. But if they don't have seasons, that's fine. That's cool. But as far as, like, I don't know what they're doing as far as, like, nerfing certain abilities, because they do put out patches pretty regularly on PC. It's almost like every couple weeks. And they're, like, decent patches where it's doing, like, a decent amount of content or a decent amount of changes to skills and fucking bounties or missions or whatever. Like, they do a lot of stuff to keep it current. So I don't know how often they're going to be doing that stuff with console, but there's reasons to like both. At first, when I reviewed the original version of it, and it was only out for I was comparing it to the pretty much current version of the PC state at the time. There wasn't a lot of differences at that point.
Yeah.
But there are. That was my phone. Sorry.
I thought it was the cat hissing.
That was my phone.
Mute your shit, son.
I know, I'm sorry. I could honestly see myself, if I got an Xbox One, even though I pretty much only play Diablo on PC, I could still see myself getting a copy of it on console to play with other people and to have a different type of play style.
Yeah.
So you can kind of get what you want out of it.
And if this tells you anything... Sorry, I cut you off. If this tells you anything, I actually traded in my physical copy of Diablo today and bought the digital version just so I don't have to swap discs between that and Destiny. And if I ever get that itch to fire up Diablo for 10 minutes, I don't have to worry about digging it out, swapping discs, seeing if there's an update. I'll just switch the game.
And that also means that he now owns it forever?
Yes, I do.
So.
Forever and ever.
Yeah. But I would specifically get a console version, even though, like, I've dumped a metric shit ton of hours into the PC version. I would still get a console version so I could play with Joe and that I can do the dodges and I can see the Nemesis system and the legendary drops and from other people getting sent to my stash and that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, I did like that. It seems it's kind of died down. From, like, the first week that I was playing, I'm not sure if they had the chance for friend drops to happen more frequently.
They may have. It could have been because they do community buffs.
Yeah.
There was a community buff on PC where every single time you found a treasure goblin, there was 2 of them.
Hmm.
Which, that was pretty neat. And I don't know, did they get... Can you do the treasure... this was in 2.1, so... this is something big that's in the PC version that's not in the console version, but the treasure realm. there's a possibility of when you kill a treasure goblin that he'll open a portal.
Oh, that you could go into
his
portal?
That you can go into his portal.
I've seen him open the portal. I've never tried to go in it, though.
No, you'll know. It will leave the portal there if you were able to go into it, and it's super fucking rare.
Yeah,
but
I haven't
another
seen
boss,
it yet.
There's another boss in there. You get a shit ton of gold, and it's just like, yeah, it's fucking nuts, but...
Did I read that there's like some Last of Us thing you can see when you go through a portal in that game?
On the PlayStation version, they have they have exclusive. They have a couple exclusive enemies.
Have you dropped in there? Have you found that yet? Apparently, it's through a portal you find it. Right?
I don't have the PlayStation version.
Oh. No. Guess where?
That's just for PlayStation 4, and I think it's just for when you do the rifts. I think.
Gotcha.
I've been
reading. I'm interested in Diablo 3.
Yeah, if you're planning on getting the PlayStation 4 version, I won't be playing with you because I do my best to avoid getting PlayStation stuff.
Considering the track record of your PlayStation systems?
Considering I'm on PlayStation 4 number 5.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd rather just play on Xbox One.
Yeah.
Since I'm still on... number one.
Well, plus the other thing is too, and this is something that I really enjoy, is the fact that, like, you know, I already have a 360. If I buy an Xbox One, I don't have to buy another online service.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I'll get games for both.
Yeah.
Which is equally cool. I mean, I'll be able to play with you, which is
worth doing.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, Grant. It's worth playing with me.
It is. It's fun.
Plus, I'm desperate for more friends on Xbox One.
But me personally, I like the exclusives more. That's just where I'm at. I had a huge conversation with Tim. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
I had a huge conversation with Tim. Last night, because he got a PlayStation 4, and he was trying to tell me about how stupid I was that I wanted an Xbox One over a PlayStation 4, and I'm like, fuck you, it's my preference, so
yeah,
whatever. I mean, it's just like, you know, if you want a PlayStation 4, you're going to get a PlayStation 4. If you want an Xbox One, you're going to get an Xbox One. Like, this generation is very extremely down to personal preference. It's not like, well, if you didn't get this, then you're clearly a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah. Grant, I'd say if you had the money, this is the week to buy an Xbox One.
Because you get a free game of your choice.
I can't. No. Bad time.
Yeah.
Free game of your choice?
Yeah.
Free game of your choice.
Yep.
With any Xbox system.
And that includes the bundles.
And includes the bundles.
Yeah.
So if you get, like, the Forza bundle...
For $500 with the Kinect and Forza, you can also pick any other game for free, including Diablo or Destiny.
Yep.
Or if you get the Madden bundle without the Kinect for $400, you can, again, pick any other game you want.
Which, to me, I was actually thinking about, if I had the money, that would be the one that I would do.
The Madden one?
Because you're only paying $400.
Yep.
You could essentially just turn around and just fucking trade the Madden in.
Yeah.
Like, because it's a physical copy.
If you do it at Best Buy this week, you know, their gamer club.
Oh yeah,
it's like $120 for 2 years, but you save 20% on all new games,
which is retarded.
You get it free.
Jesus Christ!
So yeah, if you buy the Xbox One, you could buy a Madden Xbox One at Best Buy for $400, get Destiny for free, and 2 years of the Gamer Club.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
Plus, they have money off. I think it's $10 off another controller or $20 off. And then also, I think $20 off a year of Xbox Live.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
that's insane.
So
it's Microsoft pulling out the big guns.
This is the week to sell your kidney.
God damn!
They're like, oh, Destiny wants to have a white console. Fuck you! You can have Destiny for free.
Yeah, that's fucking.
You don't want Destiny? Then get Diablo for free.
I will say this: if they weren't doing something like that, I mean, I had my eyes on the Sunset Overdrive one.
Yeah.
Even though I really don't want a white system, because I feel like it'll just get scummed up.
Yeah, I will say the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare
console looks
nuts.
It looks so good. I don't want the game. I don't want anything to do with it. But that system looks sexy.
I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of want to try the new game.
I may. Kevin Spacey's in it. That's a selling point for me.
I finally found out why it looked so good to me, because Sledgehammer's developing it.
Well, yeah.
The Dead Space guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now I know that.
No, that was the only other reason that was worth looking at this game.
And now I'm highly intrigued.
Two reasons. Sledgehammer, Kevin Spacey. That's it. That's it.
I'd like to play it. I'd like to do with it what I do with every Battlefield and Call of Duty game, where I just get it, play through the campaign,
and
get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Michael Bay movies, you know? Like, they're a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what those games are. So
yep.
Fuck,
there's Michael Bay games.
There's something else you could do on the Xbox One. They have a program called EA Access.
Oh yeah.
Where it's either $5 for a month or $30 for a year, so obviously the year makes more sense. You get a 10% discount on any kind of EA purchase that you do digital, whether it's buying a game or buying DLC or coin packs or whatever. Plus, they have a vault of free games. And included in the free games right now, Battlefield 4, Madden, FIFA, Peggle 2, and then just last week, Need for Speed Rivals.
Damn.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
What's that cost?
What, the program?
Yeah.
30 for a year.
30 for a year?
Yep.
Or
you could spend $5 for a month, play the games for a month, and then that's it. Do it the next time.
So you said 10% off?
Yes.
I'm doing a little math here. I'm trying to figure out how much money you have to spend with EA for it to be worth it.
Well, I think it's worth it for the free games.
I think the free games are, yeah.
Yeah, because I have 5 free games.
And they're like not like older, shitty games.
Well, Madden's a year old, but still, it's only been a year.
Yeah, whatever. Peggle 2's current. Need for Speed Rivals current.
Yep.
Battlefield's current.
The weekend before Need for Speed got added to the vault, they had a sale for $25, which is still a good price for the new Need for Speed game.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, oh, man, $25. Ugh, should I do this? Should I do this? And by the time I finally decided, yes, I'm going to get it, the sale was over. 5 days later, hey, it's free. Good thing I waited.
Those scums. Those scum.
But yeah, I could pre-order NHL 15 right now, and instead of $69.99 for the Ultimate Edition, $62.99.
So essentially,
there's $6 right there.
Yeah, you're essentially taking care of that extra $10 of content.
Yeah. If you pay $5 for a month, you'll get the discount. So you're already up a dollar there, $2 actually.
Yep.
And then you have 5 games to play for the month.
Yep.
I think it's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
A lot of people have shit all over EA Access. It's like, oh, it's just...
It's fun to shit all over EA.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I am really mad about The Sims, so...
Why?
They took out, like, a ton of fucking shit. Like, a ton of shit.
Yeah, you'll be able to buy it later.
Like, they took it out just so they can sell it to you again later. Like, I'm just literally... Because I was thinking, I'm like, I kind of want to play a Sims game. And then I looked over at the fucking mountain of fucking discs that my fiance has... Because she plays it. She has every single extra content pack for Sims 3 except for 2. And like, there's just a fucking stack of these discs in the corner. And I'm like, I don't think I want the new one. And then I started looking into what you can and cannot do in the new one. And they took out so much basic stuff that was even in the basic version of Sims 3 that I'm just like, fuck this game.
Like what?
You can't change the terrain at all. Like, at all.
At all.
It's not open world at all.
At all?
At all.
At all.
You're essentially given a plot, and that's all you get to do until you travel.
You're describing SimCity. Everything you just said is SimCity. That's hilarious to me.
But it's the same. It's the same thing that they did with the SimCity version. Like, there was a lot
Yeah.
Like, they took out a bunch of the stuff that made Sims games the Sims games.
Maxis,
you can't even, dude. You can't
like
even fucking.
Good.
You can't even put a ladder in a pool. You can't make a pool.
How the fuck are you gonna get out of the pool?
No, like you can't make a pool. You literally like they're adding in pools later.
Oh God.
But you have to be able to buy the stuff to make the pool. When you could do pools in like the first one.
Huh.
And the main thing, like the thing that pisses me off is the not open worlded thing. Like if you make a guy in Sims 3,
the not open worlded.
Let me explain. So if you make a guy in Sims 3, all right, you can walk out of your house and walk down the street and find somebody else's house and interact with them. You can't do that in this game. You literally, if you walk outside of your house, it brings you to a loading screen where you could pick the other like buildings that you can go to, and those are your only options. You get to do nothing in between.
Wow.
Yeah, you get to do nothing in between. You can't go in between. Like once you pick your house, there's only like three or four plots that you could pick from. Once you pick your house, you're stuck there. You can't move.
Sounds like a recent Maxis release, I guess.
Like there's a lot of stuff in there that fucking pisses me off, like really bad. So, yeah.
So, what are you thinking, Grant? Xbox One?
You know, I just don't know. I'm going to give it some time.
I'm going to be waiting a while, too.
I mean, there's stuff on Xbox I really want. I really want Sunset Overdrive, like, bad.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of indie stuff that's already started to crop up on PS4 that I'm interested in.
I do think a lot of that stuff, like, even indies that are on the Xbox One, I think they're going to float between the two consoles pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a couple that were being touted as PlayStation-only things, like Stick It to the Man and Contrast, and they're already on Xbox.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm
and
sure it's going
to
happen the other
PC
way
too. So
yeah,
yeah. That's anything indie related. I'll pick up on PC. Like I'd rather just stick with PC right now. I've got my PC. I've got my Wii U, and I've got my
Bone,
and I've got my 360. If I had an Xbox One, essentially I would just have like I just want to have my Xbox One, my PC, and my Wii U. Because my Wii U is going to take care of all my Nintendo needs, which there are a lot of.
Yeah.
PC is going to take care of, like, you know, my Diablo, Counter-Strike, indie games and stuff like that. And then my Xbox One would be most of my, like, slightly more hardcore casual stuff. So, like, my Killer Instinct, my... I'd like to get Destiny on it because I enjoy it on my 360. I'm really liking that game.
Yeah, we'll have to get to that soon.
Yeah, yeah. Did you check out Destiny at all yet, Grant, or no?
No, but I've been reading and watching so much about it. I'm ready for some of the consensi to crop up because everyone's basically playing at the same time and trying to hit that cap that Bungie's talking so much about.
Yeah, review
and,
codes.
I'm really curious. I mean, like, it does look like it looks to me that a lot of the structure of the missions and stuff are very similar, but if it plays well and grinding's fun, I don't know why that'd be a real problem. But yeah. What have you guys played?
I have the 360 version, and I thought I was going to be kind of like, you know, selling myself short by getting a past gen console version of the game, and I'm loving the shit out of it. Like I haven't been able to play a ton of it. I'm only at like I'm only level 5 or something like that. But with what I've played of the game so far, this is like the exact type of game that I want to play on a console. Like it is seriously like the quintessential, like this is what I need a console for. Like it's got those MMO kind of elements to it that make it not as boring as just your straight ahead, like, you know, Halo or whatever kind of shooter. It has a lot of the RPG elements of like a Borderlands kind of thing.
That's basically what people have called it. It's Borderlands and Halo fucked and had this baby called Destiny.
Yeah. but the other thing that to really, really drive home is the fact that it's an MMO. Like,
yeah.
Like, don't go into it thinking like, oh, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to quote unquote beat the game and then that's it. Like, it's definitely not one of those types of experiences from what I can gather.
Yeah, that Bungie has gone on record saying that the game opens up when you hit level 20.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Which I thought level 20 was the cap, but I've seen people with levels higher than 20, so I'm not sure how that works.
Well, let me say this too. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Destiny is going to be supported
for a while.
Supposedly It's supposed to be supported for up to 10 years.
Guess we'll see.
Because realistically, I mean, they said the same thing about WoW, and that's still going.
Final Fantasy XI is on, like, 12 years.
Yep. So, I mean, I can see this game having a shit ton of longevity.
Yeah.
So, if they do what they say that they're out to do, this is a huge fucking game changer. Like, yeah. the hype is real with this fucking game.
So far.
So far.
We'll see how they support it down the line. I know when I did the beta and the cap was 10, like, I still kept playing it because I wanted to keep playing it.
Right.
It wasn't where it's like, oh, I hit the level cap. There's nothing left to do. I just kept going and replaying the same levels because it was fun.
Fun. Yeah. This is, like, that's like I said, this goes back to, this is one of the quintessential, like, definitions of what I look for in a console game. If I want to sit down and just play it for a little while, I can do that.
Yep.
And it's the same thing. It's the whole reason why I'm so into Diablo. If I want to go into it and just play it for a little while, I can do that. If I want to sit down and fucking just hammer at it for hours, I can do that too. And I can still feel like I'm progressing.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like this is one of those games that's still going to have that type of feel, because you can still, you know, you can still find better loot. You can still find, you know, you could still end up doing the multiplayer stuff, which that's
one
thing.
Yeah, the Crucible stuff.
Right, that's one thing that's huge, is people aren't realizing, like, okay, you take a Borderlands game, once you finish all of those, like, quests and stuff like that, the only thing left is really just to find more loot.
Yeah.
Which really doesn't do anything for you, whereas in this type of game, you can find that more loot, but you can also just do the multiplayer and have those kind of, like, you know, team deathmatchy kind of matches.
Yeah.
And you can do those King of the Hill kind of matches. Like, you know, it becomes that type of game as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I think there's a ton of fucking potential behind it.
Question.
You guys, a lot of the videos I've seen are just of people, like, scrambling to level up. Like, people are just trying to push through it.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys played any of the actual, like proper multiplayer competitive modes?
Yeah, I did some of the it's called Crucible. I have two modes open so far. The first mode that you unlock, because it's not the versus shit, isn't playable right off the bat. Like, Bungie wants you to be like, hey, play the game first. Once you hit, I think, level 5 is when Crucible opens. You get a Crucible pass. And the first mode that's open is Control, which is pretty much the three checkpoints, and you have to control
it,
and your points go up and murder each other.
Right.
The second one that opened was Deathmatch, and I haven't gotten either of the other two yet. I probably have to play...
Capture the Flag, probably.
Probably.
And something else.
Maybe a free-for-all.
Free-for-all would be nuts.
Isn't that what Deathmatch is?
Well, the Deathmatch
is 6-on-6.
Yeah.
Oh, team, okay.
Yeah, the multiplayer is all 6-on-6.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, I kind of want it. Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to get a copy of the game because I, like, you know, funds. Tim actually hooked me up and he got me a copy of the game. You know, I was like, oh, this will be cool. I'll have something to play, like, you know, whatever. Because I've been looking to try and find something that I could play on console. And as soon as I booted it up and I actually got into the game and I started playing, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to love this game. Like,
I just wish I could, you know, I don't know. I'm eyeing each system. I wish I could decide now which one I'm going to get. And then just start playing for PS Plus now, or as an example, just so I can start owning all the Plus games.
Yeah.
And then when I actually get my system, I'll have them all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they keep changing every month, and I feel like I want to amass all these indies or whatever and just pay monthly. And then when I get my system, I just have this library.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool because, you know, the systems are expensive. And, you know, you got to drop money for a game or two or more. Or 10.
Here's a stupid question.
Huh.
On Xbox One, if I have my gamer tag linked to yours, it means I have gold. If on my gamer tag, if I download whatever game, or so it's tied to my account for the games for gold, if I have it activated on my account and then I buy another system, and then I tie my account back to that system, could I download those games?
If you have gold.
So you can re-download those games.
You should be able to.
As long as you keep gold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could essentially, same thing. I mean, I'm not really leaning one way or the other, but as an example, if I tied my account to one of my buddies' PS4 once and opened my account, and then they didn't use it, it's just there, and I got plus on my account, I could buy the games or download, queue the downloads online maybe, and then whenever I get a PS4, they would all be available?
You wouldn't even need the console, because you could just do all that shit on the website as long as you have a Plus account.
I didn't know if you had to register it on a console or whatever.
Nope.
No.
Nope, just tied to your account.
Yep.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if this was a couple months ago, I would suggest PlayStation Plus for the free games. But their PlayStation Plus has dropped in quality big time lately.
Yeah.
It used to be that there was always a library of like 12 games on the PS3 for free. Like at all times, you would be able to grab like at least 12 games. And now it's two. Every month, there's two games on PS3, two on the Vita, and two on the PS4. Nothing from previous months, nothing holds over, just two games. So if you only have a PS4, it kind of loses its value because the Xbox One also has two games. They've been kind of weird because initially they only advertised it as two on the 360 and then one on the One. But it seems like they're doing some kind of alternating thing where they'll put two free games and then the next month is one new game and one holdover. And then the next month is two free games. The next is, because we're on the fourth month of it now on the One.
Yeah.
And that's how it's been. The first month was two games. The second month was two games and Max and the Curse of the Brotherhood held over. Last month was, God, what the hell was on the One? I know Crimson Dragon and Guacamelee maybe.
Might have been.
And then this month is Crimson Dragon held over and Super Time Force. So a lot of people are thinking next month will once again be two games, but we don't know yet.
Yeah.
Here's a shady question. Can I sell my Xbox Live login?
No.
Technically,
why not?
You could, but if they find out, it's against the terms of service.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if you got caught, it would
get deactivated and you'd lose all your shit.
But it would already be sold to someone, so they'd lose all my shit. I'm just saying.
True.
I got so many games.
If you want to be a cocksucker, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to suck cock.
But,
suck cock.
But then you would lose all your achievement points and
I know.
Everything else.
Yeah.
And you never know. It still might get to the point where it might be a race to see which console adds backward compatibility first.
Because that's a thing, too.
That's something a lot of people are pissed about.
Uh-huh. Because they're capable. They are more than capable.
Well, I think that density sounds amazing.
Density?
Mm-hmm.
Destiny?
Yep. Density.
Density? No,
depravity.
I am very, 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 very happy with the game so far.
Well, like I said, this is the week.
All right, I'm ready. In 4 weeks, I'm going to hear the Diablo 3 versus Density.
That would be tough because there's such different experiences.
Yeah. And that's the thing. The funny thing is, I could honestly see myself playing just those two games hardcore. Like, instead of me just being all about Diablo, I could see myself being all about Diablo, all about Destiny. Equally. I can see it. I can see it already. I really can.
Again, with Destiny, I think time will tell on that. I mean, I played the beta for 2 weeks and I had a blast. I'm playing the full release now for a couple days. It doesn't have the same magic because it's still the same content from the beta so far.
Right.
But I figure once I'll hit the moon and then different planets, things will definitely pick up.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they could keep new content coming.
Well, they've already got the expansion coming out in December, and they've got the other expansion coming out the beginning of 2015.
Yeah.
Which you got to think, okay, so first major content that they're going to be releasing is what, three months after the release?
And I would hope that the expansions are significant considering they're $20 each.
They're big. Like, they are big. I think people are underestimating how massive these are going to be.
Yeah.
Like, just from everything, all of the information that I have gotten, all of the signs point to a lot of fucking content. Like, a lot of fucking content.
I do think in the discussion of Grant getting PlayStation versus Xbox. Okay, good. It didn't recognize that. Because when you said it before, it just popped up the one guide and then was searching.
The X word.
Yes. I think the biggest decision between there is with any of the newer big releases that come out, you'll be able to play with me on only one of those systems.
It's true.
Unless it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Sure.
True.
It's true.
Also true, too, if I somehow win the lottery and I can get a new system, I would also be getting an Xbox One.
Yeah. Plus, Pappy has a bone. So.
Pappy does have a bone.
And he's another guy who said that he'll never touch PlayStation again.
It's too bad. I'm getting a new 3DS, so.
I want one of those, too. Fuck.
Do you want the?
I really don't.
The NES
really don't.
One?
I do.
Man, that thing looks like dog shit. I'm sorry.
Really?
That's pathetic. Yes, absolutely. It should not
look awesome.
It should not look like it has a freaking sticker on it. It should actually be like the SP, where they designed. It should be as well designed as the box, man. The box
for that
system is way cooler than the system itself. That is my opinion.
The Persona one looks awesome.
I haven't seen the Persona one.
Ooh,
yeah, they have a Persona system and then two Smash Brothers consoles.
Yeah.
Red and blue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like one. I feel like I'm in the minority. Yeah. I use 3D on every game.
Yeah, me too.
And I normally, it fucks with
my eyes so bad. But it's also.
It fucks with a lot of people.
I think the main reason why it fucks with my eyes is because of the way that the 3D is taken care of. That's why I'm interested in the new one. Because
The new
3DS.
Not the new ones coming out in November. The new one coming out next year.
Yes. Because you don't have to be like dead on for the 3D to work.
Yeah. So, which I got to see that in person, but yeah, that's pretty awesome. It's got head tracking or whatever.
That's what I'm interested in, because then maybe I'll actually be able to use the 3D of my 3DS.
Maybe a lot of people will.
So
yeah, 3DS for me is like the anti-mobile system, because I can't play it like sitting down when I'm somewhere. I don't play because I like playing in 3D. I have like the position in my chair and a half that I lay in with like the pillows under the hands. I got like the sweet spot, mm-hmm. especially for games that have require a lot of activity.
Yeah,
where you're totally going to screw up your 3D and mess up.
Or something like Super Monkey Ball, where they had tilt controls in it.
Yeah, which
which
mixed with 3D is not a good idea.
No, not at all. That's a perfect example, though. I mean, honestly, like, I think that's why I don't play my 3DS that much, is because I'm not using the 3D experience, so I'm still not like, oh, wow, this thing's fucking incredible. But I can't, because I can't find that sweet spot to play it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think when I first got it, because I had the Zelda version, so I had Ocarina of Time in 3D, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to fucking play this and do the 3D. And as soon as I got into it and I started playing, I'm like, I have to turn the 3D off because it's fucking with my head. And then it would get to a part where it would be like a cutscene, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to slide the 3D on and watch the cutscene.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I'm like, this is the fucking greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And then it would go to play again, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to turn that off. I can't fucking play.
Yeah, Zelda was so good in 3D. And it's like, I had a friend who had the original GBA, like pre-backlight.
Yeah.
And she had this one chair she always sat in, two lamps that were strategically placed, and it was like the perfect spot for the GBA. I feel like that is kind of what
old
you have to do.
School.
Right. And I can't really do that now. I have a fucking futon as a couch, and it's uncomfortable and terrible and shitty. So, I mean, I think that's what makes it where I can't get into it as much.
I actually bought a extended battery. It's 20 hours. I have a 20-hour battery on my 3DS.
Jesus.
And it's like it replaces the entire back. and it's really, really nice because I wanted it for like plane trips or car rides or whatever. And the only problem is it's really heavy, so my pinkies go numb, which further requires the pillow setup.
Nice.
To truly enjoy the 3DS. But I love the 3DS.
I had something similar on my original 3DS. It was like a blue and black kind of full shell for the top and bottom that had an extended battery. The problem is when I switched to the XL, it wasn't designed for the XL.
Yep. And yeah, now, I know what you're talking about.
Now that I have a Zelda XL, I really don't want to cover it up.
Well, yeah, obviously. Can't blame you on that one.
So, whatevs.
So, no, I won't be buying the new one. I'll be saving for the for a new console.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I got to see how big of a difference that's going to make, because there's already games on the 3DS that I still really, really want, because I really want the Yoshi Island one. I want Smash when that comes out.
In a month.
Yep.
3 weeks.
I still haven't played the new Zelda, and I want to play that. I want to play the new Kirby that came out.
It's so good too. I bought it.
It's so good.
So it's like, you know, there's a bunch of shit that I want to play on it. So, I mean, there's definitely stuff that I would like to get, and there's stuff that I can get for that. But I think the new console is going to change how often I play games, because the one thing that kind of upsets me more than anything is like, I want to play games. I want to play more games. But with my primary gaming thing being my PC, like, I hate sitting in my computer chair for prolonged periods of time. And I feel like, I think it's just because, like, I have a shitty chair and
why I'm a console gamer.
Right. You have a comfortable couch. And I think my main thing is I want to be able to, like, at least, you know, sit next to Jordan and spend a little bit of time with her and not be completely shut out to the world. Because when I play my PC games, like, I'm dead to the world. Like, you can't even talk to me because I have my headset on. You know, I'm doing my thing. But with a console, I can still get those kinds of experiences, but still be able to, like, spend time with her and not be, like, you know, a fucking zombie. So, I mean, I could still have those games that I get those really hardcore experiences with my PC, but every single time I sit down on my PC, I play the same games. Like, I have other games that I can play, but I don't feel compelled to do it because when I sit down, like, I just want to play those games.
Yeah.
You know? Where I feel like I might broaden my horizons a little bit more with a console because I can share games. Like, you know, I could borrow discs off of you and try games out because I played that Lego City I forgot that fucking Lego City Undercover.
It's because you're a dickhead.
You jerk!
But I can at least do that. Like, you know, if there's a game that you're like, hey, you know, you should fucking give this a shot.
Uh-huh.
I could go home and give it a try before I absolutely have to fucking pay money for it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Same thing with, hey, I work at fucking GameStop now. I could just sign a disc out and then play it for a couple days and be like, oh, I really
want that. You could sign a new game up and then scratch it and get fingerprints on it and sell it as new.
You can sign out games?
For 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm slightly the opposite from you just right now. What I've found is that there haven't been a lot of console games to pull me to it, and I haven't had a whole lot of time to play. So I know that I'm going to have to sit through a system update and a game update to even get booted up and going. So I'll just slap my controller in, no headphones, and just play a Steam indie game for the 2 hours it takes to fly through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm looking for that kind of slouch in the chair and really get into it experience, which is why I think Destiny's kind of what I'll be doing. But that's just how it is right now. Like, I've been kind of playing a whole lot of Steam indies. Because it's convenient. But then again, I'm not sitting in my chair for 5 hours, you know?
Right, like, and that's the thing. I think maybe if I had a more comfortable setup, maybe I would change. But the other thing is, too, with the problems that I'm having with my wrists, you know, just using a keyboard and a mouse, like, it does hurt after a while for me. And a controller is definitely more ergonomical, which there are games that I can use my controller for on my PC. I understand that, and I do that because I have Borderlands on the PC, and that's how I play that. Obviously, when I get Grand Theft Auto that's going to be coming out on PC, I'm going to use a controller for that. Warframe, when I play Warframe on PC, I use a controller for that. when I did Dead Island Riptide on there, when I played that, when I played like all the console games that I have on my PC.
When I played Goat Simulator, I used the controller.
Did you?
Yes.
See, well, there you go.
I went back and forth
there's,
with that one.
You know, there's controller support now for a lot of the games that are coming out, which is great.
I wonder if Guild Wars 2 finally added legit controller support.
I don't know. I will say this, though. I do plan on... excuse me. I do plan on getting a long-ass HDMI cord and running that from my computer to my TV so I can kind of have that console experience but still get the benefit of PC fidelity and cheap games and that kind of stuff. But again, like, you know, consoles, and this should be the driving force for anybody getting a console if they don't already have a PC that can play this stuff, is the exclusives. Like, there are like, I can't get Forza Horizon 2 on my PC.
Nope.
You know? I can't get, well, I'm getting Dead Rising, but at the time, I couldn't get Dead Rising unless I had a PlayStation. Or unless I had a fucking Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get the Master Chief Collection unless I get an Xbox. And I didn't get to play through all of the Halos. I would love to get the Master Chief Collection. I'm not going to be able to do... Is Sunset Overdrive going on PC?
Not that I know of.
I won't be able to play Sunset Overdrive. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of stuff that I won't be able to experience unless I have that console.
Can we all just talk about how amazing Sunset Overdrive looks?
I'm so fucking excited
for
that
game. Oh, my God. I can't wait for that.
Really, really excited.
Oh, I want it so bad.
How bad do you want it, Joe?
I want it so bad.
That sounds really funny in my headphones.
Oh, my God.
That sounds really funny in my
headphones. Sounds funny in mine, too.
Well, it should, because we have the same headphone feed.
I want it so bad.
It's a call to you all. We need to remix that. Someone remix that, please.
I need it so bad.
Jesus.
Oh, dear.
I want to tell you something I've been playing that I'm really enjoying, because it's super cheap right now.
Do tell.
You know that Velocity GX, or 2X, that just came out for PS4?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I learned it is a combination. Okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Chris,
do it.
It's a shmup. You with me so far?
I'm ready.
A shmup. Shoot 'em up.
Okay.
You ready? You got me so far?
I'm ready.
Okay. So shoot 'em up, and the screen scrolls, but you control how fast the screen scrolls. So you move your ship around the screen, but you can hit turbo to make the screen scroll like super fast.
Okay.
And it's not a bullet hell shooter. It's more of like a sort of a puzzly strategy thing, and you have to like blast targets in order to continue to go, and you can dock yourself in these stations, and all of a sudden it turns into kind of a side-scrolling Metroid game because you're in the station.
Yeah,
it's pretty badass. And so I really want it, but I checked, and buddy Nate Horsefall told me this is a sequel to a previous game they already had that doesn't have the Metroid part, but it's got the shooter part, called Velocity Ultra.
Yep.
And it's on Steam, and it's on sale for $1.99 right now.
There you go.
Oh, damn.
And I have been enjoying the shit out of this game. So,
and I think, honestly, I think that's going to be the thing that keeps me with PC, is just like, oh, yeah, here's this game that I've been looking at. Oh, look at that. It's on sale for like 75 cents.
Yeah.
Let me pick that up quick. Like,
I will say, if you're interested in playing the new Velocity, it is also on Vita, so that might be a worthwhile investment for you, since I'm sure you travel quite a bit.
Yeah,
with music, I think a Vita is a great choice. You might want to invest in some kind of like battery. Like, I have a Nyko Power Grip for mine, and it's a lifesaver, not only for the extra battery power, but also for the ergonomics. Because for me, the Vita isn't the most ergonomic device in the world, but the Power Grip adds handles to it and makes it beautiful to play. And there are so many games that come out on PS4 or PS3 and the Vita.
Yeah, it sounds like most of them are.
Yeah.
At least the indies are.
Yeah. And it gets a lot of hate for not having a lot of games for it, but it has quite a huge library. And the biggest problem people have is it doesn't have a lot of retail exclusives.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, people just want to go out and buy a game for the Vita, and they can't.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Even if I go to Best Buy, they have, I think, like, 8 different games for it on their 2-shelf display. Walmart, their selection is, like, a handful of game slots under all the PS3 stuff and maybe a stack on the ground. It seems like retailers are losing a lot of faith in the Vita, and even Sony seems to ignore the shit out of it.
I know. And honestly, I mean, like, to be completely honest with you, like, I want a Vita. It doesn't make me want a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
But I want a Vita.
Yeah.
But it depends. I mean, I think it's mainly just because I haven't picked up a game for my 3DS in a long time.
Yeah.
I think handheld wise, and I still think I made the right decision with the 3DS as opposed to the Vita.
Yeah.
But there's still some great games on the Vita that I would really love to play.
There's some amazing games on the Vita. It's definitely, if you travel a lot, I think a Vita would be a better purchase right now than either an Xbox One or a PS4.
If you travel, yeah absolutely.
Yeah. I like my 3DS. It doesn't have a ton of stuff coming out at any given time, but it's got enough for me.
And the virtual console on the 3DS.
Dude, I finally started getting stuff on the virtual console, and I got the Mario, the golden coins.
Oh, Mario Land 2?
Yeah. I love playing through that right now.
You need Earthbound.
That's on Wii U, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have to get that eventually.
Yeah, you do.
I know. But I think the more and more that I want, I kind of want to start dumping money into my 3DS on virtual console.
There you go. You could do that.
Honestly.
Doing the side talking again.
I see that.
Yeah. I've actually been enjoying the 3D releases. 3D virtual console releases. They put Galaxy Force 2 up, which is one of my favorite.
The Sega 3D Classics line is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, Sega went above and beyond with their re-releases.
Yeah.
They are awesome.
Holy fuck. Yeah, I mean, I think right now in my current situation, because I'm not traveling a lot, I mean, if I was traveling a lot, I'd be dumping so much fucking money in my 3DS. It's not even funny. Grant is going to pee.
Bye, Grant.
Bye, Grant. Have a nice pee.
Think of me.
If I was traveling a lot, fuck yeah, I would be dumping a bunch of money in my 3DS.
How long of a piss do you think he's going to take?
I wonder if it would be 30 seconds.
Tinkle, tinkle, little Grant.
No. No, not at all. Because you can get essentially any kind of game that you want for your 3DS. I got fucking Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Super Street Fighter and the 3DS is fucking awesome. I love it. I really, really love it.
Yeah.
There's that. Did they do any like sports titles for it?
I heard a door. I wonder if that was him finishing.
I'm back.
Hey, he's done pissing.
I'm done. I had to go pee in the sink. Sorry.
did they do any sports titles?
For the 3DS?
Yeah, I think they did a Madden.
Maybe, but not many. Like, sports games in Nintendo don't seem to go too well.
Well, could I get Bases Loaded for my 3DS?
Virtual console, I think.
I may need that.
Fuck it, my 3DS is right here. Let me look it up.
Because, I mean, like, I'm just thinking, like, if I had a hankering to play essentially any kind of game,
opening,
they're there. 3DS. Like, any kind of game I wanted to play, I could get one on the 3DS.
Opening,
you know what I mean?
3DS. Do, clicking on the eShop.
I will say this, though. If they could integrate the 3DS with the Wii U more, I wouldn't touch any other fucking consoles.
If they would implement cross-buy between the Wii U and the eShop, that would be amazing.
Forget it. Nintendo would win.
What do you think, Grant?
I think that's kind of what... I mean, that seems to be how they're positioning the Vita. It's just an extension of the PS4 and 3.
Well, no,
it seems like a logical step.
We mean purchases. Step.
What?
We mean purchases, like.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, they seem to be aligning it the way Nintendo went with having kind of an off-screen device. I think the logical next step for Nintendo would be to do the cross-buy thing. They've already got it. as long as it's something that would, I mean, maybe there's some compatibility questions, but right now you can off screen everything. That's not what you're talking about though, right?
No, we're talking like if you buy a virtual console game on the Wii U.
Oh, virtual console. Gosh. Yeah. Oh my, of course. My goodness.
$5.
That's pathetic. But they're not.
Sweet. Oh yeah. My God, you know? I need it.
That's one of my biggest problems with the 3DS and the Wii U is the 1 week, he was just talking about wanting Bases Loaded. The 1 week, Bases Loaded came out for the 3DS and the Wii U. The same day, both versions came out. And you had to buy both to have both.
Hmm.
Whereas with one of the big things I love about PlayStation is they'll have stuff like that Velocity 2X.
Right.
I bought it for the PS4, and I also got it for the Vita.
Right.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I'm going to be completely honest with you. That was the one thing that I was kind of like, would I want to get a PlayStation 4? Because realistically, you know, with Destiny coming out, you can play Destiny on your Vita.
Yeah.
With the remote play.
Yeah.
So I was looking at that and I'm like, oh shit, that'd be awesome.
The only problem is that kind of shit like takes multiple devices to be worth it.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't have multiple devices, it doesn't make sense to do it.
No. And that's why ultimately I think I would end up going Xbox One.
Yeah.
But if I got if I was traveling a lot and I had already bought a Vita and I already had my Vita, then yeah, I would probably go PlayStation 4.
Yeah. But you don't have a Vita.
So I'm not in that boat.
So it doesn't matter. And yeah. Grant doesn't have one either. So
nope.
Xbox One. That's the way to
okay.
go. That's what you do,
I'll go
girl.
Buy it right now. Get all that free shit.
Yes, do it up, son. Go to Best Buy.
Tell me, is it like branded? Is like the console branded with a bunch of Madden bullshit?
Nope.
The Madden console?
It's just
no.
It's just a regular console.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just a plain black console. The Forza bundle is just a plain black console that has a Forza
Kinect.
Download in it and the Kinect.
Yeah.
The Sunset Overdrive console is going to be white with a white controller. And then the Call of Duty one is going to be... That has a pretty nice-looking Call of Duty-style design on it. But if you don't want to be associated with Call of Duty, you wouldn't want to get the console.
Right.
I would want the Sunset Overdrive, but not a white console.
Yeah.
See, and that's kind of where I'm at, too, because I really want Sunset Overdrive, but a white console, I'm going to scum that up so bad.
Then just get a black console and buy Sunset Overdrive when it comes out.
Yeah, but then I won't be saving money.
So?
I'm not made of money.
Find a different bundle.
Chris, you are made of money.
I wish I was made of money.
I heard a lot of bass right there.
Made of money.
Oh, my God.
Made of money.
I came. Brazzers,
maybe,
SML podcast.
Maybe. I still, you know what? You remember how I had that idea of making the video game remix CD and making it buy me a Wii U?
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that, but for an Xbox instead.
Oh, my God. I just have BrazzML in my head now.
Oh, my God. No, maybe I should do that. I'll just do Xbox games. Like Xbox and Xbox 360 games, and I'll do remixes of those and be like, buy me an Xbox One.
Like, the only real memorable theme is probably Halo.
There's other ones.
What's memorable?
From what list? What
Gears,
are you talking about?
Gears of War.
What list? What's memorable?
Xbox and Xbox 360 games that would be remixable.
A lot of like Castle Crashers. Just like some indie stuff that'd work. I don't know about.
The thing is, Castle Crashers is on PlayStation as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's got to be something else.
I don't know about your mom.
So my whole thing is anything that appeared on those two consoles I would count.
Mm.
Anything that appeared
I would think
on them.
Exclusives.
I wouldn't want to go exclusives. I would just go anything that appeared on them. Yeah. Because realistically, if I did a Dreamcast one, it would be impossible for me to not do a Crazy Taxi song.
Yeah, but that was like made for the Dreamcast.
Right.
And only when Sega went under did they port it to other consoles.
Well, I understand.
Like, you associate Crazy Taxi with the Dreamcast. When I hear Castle Crashers, I don't think, oh, Xbox 360, that's the best,
yeah,
man.
But here's the thing. Think of it this way, all right? When I bought my PlayStation, when I had a PlayStation 3, the PlayStation 3 was where I had the original Borderlands on. When somebody mentions the first Borderlands, I think of PlayStation 3 because that's what I had it on.
Mm.
So I, you know, I relate those to my personal experiences. All Anybody right. else is going to do the same thing. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So my experience with those consoles could be different from your experience with those consoles.
Yeah.
You know, I may like fucking, you know, if someone says, hey, you know, do a song from Xbox. One of the main things that it would actually pop into my head is trying to figure out fucking Jordan from Buckethead because I I beat that on my Xbox.
Which, by the way, is available in Rock Band as custom DLC.
But you know what I mean? It's all up to personal experiences. So
you're telling me I should buy a Dreamcast instead of an Xbox One?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Done.
Yeah, just make sure it's the make sure it's a bundle with Power Stone.
Yeah.
Man. I love Power Stone. That's a good game.
Completely unrelated to the Dreamcast, but I just really want Panzer Dragoon Saga for the Saturn. Oh, I would love
how was,
that game.
How was that new one?
Crimson Dragon?
Yeah.
It's decent. It's good that they didn't call it Panzer Dragoon because it's kind of shallow. Mm-hmm. But it's a free game this month and last month, so it's worth getting for free. I think I paid 20 for it, but since then it's dropped to 10, which I think it's worth it for 10 bucks.
Word.
It's definitely fun.
Word, bird.
Bar, 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 the bird, the bird.
Basically.
So, yeah. Tomorrow, go out, grab that Madden bundle.
This is why, this isn't like, you know, the reason you wanted me on is so you could have an intermission and tell me I should buy an Xbox One.
Yeah.
That's basically what this is for, right?
Could be. Right.
Well, that you kind of set it up with asking about the consoles.
You did.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
The sale. The sale is this week only.
Yeah, it does end soon.
Like Saturday's the last day.
That's too bad.
You could drive up to MagFest and then we'll all go to Best Buy together. We'll get you a good system.
Here's what we'll do, Grant. If you drive, you could drive or fly to MagFest. Me and you, I'll take over. I can actually. I'm on the list for people to run Jam Space. I'm actually going to be doing that a little bit this weekend. I will take over Jam Space for 2 hours. Me and you will do an impromptu concert, and just improv everything, and we'll take donations in a hat. For both of us to get Xbox Ones.
And then after the show, you could split that $12.
and go buy a new console.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how much, and we'll get the eject button.
Well, fuck, you never know when it comes to MagFest, considering I wore a pink robe and held a sign that says hug me for donations, and I got like 30-some dollars.
Dude, my CD at fucking MagFest... paper sleeves in fucking like and black and white paper inserts on burnt CDs that I did myself.
Yeah.
Of fucking what, six songs? Fucking what? There were people that were giving me $20 for that fucking CD.
All right, Grant, get your ass to MagFest.
I told them they were crazy. I told them that they were nuts, but they did it regardless.
How's this, Grant? I'm going to go out on a limb here and not even ask for Pappy and Josh. But you get to MagFest, I'll let you crash in our room free.
Bang.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I play Rock Band with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to go, but not now.
Oh, shit.
You son of a bitch.
Shots fired.
I was almost going.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
Seriously, though, if you sneak out and head up there, you crash with us.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Since Kunal's too much of a prick to go.
That's funny.
You know, Kunal said that he was going to visit after my surgery.
And he never showed up.
He still hasn't visited.
What scum.
What a cocksucker.
Maybe he was there watching you while you slept.
He could have been.
Okay, I understand then.
He could have been. Realistically, you wouldn't see him in the dark.
He just stared at me and was just like...
It's like... Red Rum.
Joke him. Oh my God, Joke him, I love you.
It's possible.
And then I start tossing and turning. He's like, fuck, gotta get out of here.
Dude, you know what? Grant, let's just do a split CD. Instead of me just doing, buy me an Xbox One, we'll do it together. Buy us Xbox Ones.
Put it on Bandcamp. Buy us Xbox donations.
One. Yeah, on Bandcamp.
Buy us Bones.
We can put, yes, buy us Bones. And we can, like, do covers but sing lyrics about how badly we need the Xbox One.
Buy Bros Bones.
Yeah.
Can we do Shatterhand?
Fuck
yeah, man. Do whatever. Shatterhand.
Yeah. I need an Xbox One. I really think Sunset Drive looks really cool. And then you sing the next part.
Now.
And we'll make millions.
We could do that. Though.
I want to be on it.
Let's do it.
I want to do vocals. I'll get Flick to do vocals.
You already have an Xbox One. You're not allowed to be a part of it.
I don't want any of the money from it. I just want to do a new goddamn song.
I'll get you to do something on one of mine.
I want the Crackers to come back in full force.
Joe, I'm going to put together a rap song just for you.
Good.
And I'm going to give you a verse.
Good. Me and Flick.
Oh, hold on.
There'll be a Crackers song.
So, funny story to bring this slightly full circle.
Slipknot?
No. Helmet. You remember the song that they did with House of Pain, Just Another Victim?
Hell yeah.
I actually did a cover of that for one of my recording workshops in college, and I got an 8+.
Dude, I actually covered that song in my band in college.
Did you really? Fucking love that song. It's so good.
Just the first half.
Oh, no, I did everything.
Oh, you did like House of Pain part 2?
Oh, yeah,
too?
I did it all.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
We did. We also did one more Helmet cover.
In the meantime. Oh yeah, look at that!
I could probably find that on someone did a mini disc recording of that show. I could probably find it and send it to you.
Mini disc.
Damn.
Mini
disc.
Yeah,
it was a while
fucking
ago.
Old school.
Mini disc. Yeah. That's great. There's an ADAT tape of me doing Symphony of Destruction by myself somewhere, floating in the universe.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, ADAT tape.
There's a VHS tape somewhere in the world, possibly in Pappy's parents' possession, that has me, him, and a couple of our other friends from high school doing our own Monty Python-esque take on, God, what the fuck was it? I think it was Poe, the paw, the monkey's paw, was it?
I think I know what you're talking about, though.
It's like, I remember is we called it the llama's paw.
Okay.
And it was fucked up, and I wore a muumuu.
There's a VHS somewhere of me and my brother on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And
that was
the first time I ever shit my pants. And it was and it was on live TV. Well, not live TV.
You're the best around.
I shit my pants on TV. I've lived a pretty full life.
You have? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Legends of the Hidden Temple. Concerts. You're missing a ball.
Yep.
Dude, I got the prom with Kitty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, even just being able to go to my incriminating herbal cigarette with Ice T's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that. Yeah, dude, I've done some really interesting shit.
Just flipping online, there is a big bit of news that we should try to touch on this week before wrapping up the episode.
Let's do it.
The rumors of Microsoft buying Mojang.
Oh.
Yeah. They're apparently in like final talks for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
I wonder...
According to the source, which Bloomberg notes as a person familiar with Microsoft, the two companies are finalizing details after agreeing a framework and approximate price, which the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg believe to be in excess of $2 billion.
That's what Minecraft will do to you.
You have to wonder how that will affect Minecraft on other consoles.
Ooh, that'd be dirty.
How fucked up would it be if they immediately recalled the PlayStation versions of Minecraft?
That would be so dirty.
They obviously can't do anything about the shit that's sold already.
Yeah.
But if they were just like, from now on, the only place you're getting Minecraft is with Microsoft.
Wouldn't they have to, like, honor any contracts they currently have with Sony, though? Like, any contracts that...
current contracts that they have
Mojang
with them.
Has.
I think they would... they would transfer.
Possibly.
I don't know. Weird,
I think
man.
It would. I think it would.
Well, you never know. They might work something out where it's like, no, fuck you. We own Minecraft.
I know Minecraft's coming to Xbox One. Is it coming to PS4?
Oh, it's out now.
It's already out on Xbox
both.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What about PS4?
It's out.
It's out. Yeah, digital.
Oh, well, then I don't know.
They both came out last week, I think.
Yeah.
$20.
I got the scoop. You guys want the scoop?
Sure.
Nintendo is buying Apple.
Cool.
Yeah.
It'll be the Game Boy 6 instead of the iPhone 6.
Breaking news, dog.
No.
Nintendo watches.
You want to know why? No, you want to know why? You want to know why that's actually possible?
Game and watch.
You want to know why that's actually possible?
Huh.
Both companies' branding sucks balls.
Oh, God.
I might have said this before. I think that Apple is really good about telling people what they need. Like, they're good at it. And Nintendo tries to do that and sucks at it.
But then they put out awesome stuff anyways.
What?
But then they put out awesome stuff anyways.
They do, but it's just kind of like, you know, I don't know. Apple's like, can you think of a reason not to buy this product? And people are like, no.
It's $900. That's not a reason.
Exactly. That's not a reason. That's just a price tag.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
No, both of them don't know how to brand their stuff at all.
But, yeah, what do you make of Microsoft potentially buying Mojang?
I don't know what else Mojang has in its bag other than Minecraft.
Yeah.
I don't think that Scrolls thing blew up, right? Did they actually put that out?
I have no
Scrolls?
Idea.
I have no idea. I don't remember hearing anything about it.
We didn't hear anything. I mean, like, it's one of those things where, like, it's obviously, like, it's a pretty big trick, Minecraft, you know? And I certainly don't think they can pull off another one of those.
Minecraft,
but I guess the wave is still so big that it's worth Microsoft riding.
How do you Minecraft 2?
I don't know. Minecraftier. Mm. Go 16-bit instead of 8-bit.
This time
already,
it's personal.
There's already...
Yeah, but they don't charge money for those.
You don't have to... That could be something that would be a content patch. If you're going to do a sequel to a game,
maybe they'll add a story. They'll sell the same fucking thing with a 2 on it. EA does it every year.
Yeah, but that's EA. EA's been going downhill for a while. We already know this.
Yeah. But what you going to do?
So they wouldn't be doing it if there wasn't a reason, you know?
True.
Yeah.
They have their own reasons. They might be bad reasons, but they have their own reasons.
I think the most surprising news, or not surprising news, that would come out of that is that if it happens, Notch would leave the company.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be huge.
Uh-huh. You'd think if they were doing it, they would do it to get Notch.
Yeah, so, you'd think.
Huh.
Trying to see if there's any other worthwhile news coming out. Ooh, Lego Batman 3 is getting a season pass. The Dreamcast turned 15.
Ha, Dreamcast. I have a Dreamcast.
Kickbeat hits the PS4 and Wii U next week. Yeah, there's like jack shit for news.
Yeah. No, here's the news. We're going to go to MAGFest and have a really good time.
And Grant better.
And you heard it here first. Grant and I are going.
Grant wants to go.
Grant and I, Grant and I are going to do a split CD calling it By Bros Bones.
Yes.
And all
but
of
it'll
the,
it'll be BY.
All the,
so it's like double, it's a double entendre, you know.
No, it'll
by
be
our bones.
It'll just be BI.
B oh god.
So it refers
by
to
bros
your dicks.
Bones. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I like
no
it.
Dicks.
Two
dicks.
By guys.
Oh, EA's patching out Ray Rice out of Madden.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Good for that motherfucker.
Lol.
Ooh, Monster Hunter 4 Collector Edition?
Yeah. The
I'm
figure.
In. 60 figure bucks? Thingy. Fuck it, I'm in.
Anyway. Yeah, all the proceeds will go to Grant Henry and Chris Huber's Xbox One fund.
Yes. And
it's a fun fund.
And how about this? We'll do this. Fuck this. I know what we'll do.
Kickstarter?
No, no. Not even.
If you
no,
donate, we'll do, you get to play online with you?
No, no, no. We won't even do that. We'll,
that's what I was going to do.
If you want to do that, we could do that. I don't give a fuck.
If you give 50 bucks or more, I will be your friend on XBL for like a week.
For 2 weeks.
For a week.
Don't be cheap.
2 weeks.
Don't be a cheap son
we'll
of a bitch.
We could probably pull this off. But how about this? All of the excess money, we'll make it fair. We get a system and one game. Everything after that, we'll donate to Child's Play.
Yes. That works.
I don't know if that helps. But hey.
We'll do it.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
All right, Zach, start your donations.
Buy Bros Bones.
You'll get a $3 donation.
And I'll even if it happens for the full first week of me having it, I will live stream every day.
Nice. Yeah, since you can stream.
Exactly. You could just do it right through there.
Yeah.
So I'll live stream every day.
Yeah. And we'll all play Destiny together.
And we'll pull a Psycho Stick. There'll be a certain tier. Like if you donate $20, you'll get the digital downloads of all the stuff, but we'll have a bonus track at the end of it where all of the lyrics are the names of the people that donated.
Nice.
So I don't know if you ever heard their, well, all they did was they did a medley of a bunch of old songs of theirs, and they replaced all the lyrics with everybody that donated to do the album.
So six songs each, release at MAGFest 13. Start.
Break.
Yeah, six songs isn't bad. I could do that.
Can you?
Yeah.
I'd like to have one before then, but
there you go, man. Six songs each.
Yeah, but if you think about it this way, if we do it by then,
Croth Troid Metal.
Oh god.
Or Metroid Huber. The band could be Croth Troid Metal and the album title is Metroid Huber.
No, Croth Troid Metal and the album name is Stem Mode.
Or it could be like just names. It's like Gris
Hubry.
Yeah. Hubris.
Hubris, yeah.
Got an S on the end.
That's the band name, Hubris.
Hubris. Hubridge.
Hubridge.
Gris Hubridge.
Did you guys see the footage of the Duck Hunt pinball machine?
No.
What?
Yeah. It's not legit. It's like, you know, like a real. It's like it's, these guys made a Duck Hunt pinball machine.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, complete with
Xbox.
With,
go to YouTube. Hey, guess what, Grant?
What?
YouTube loaded.
What?
YouTube loaded.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, motherfucker. Thank you, Kinect.
Amazing. Complete with a screen in the back and like sounds pulled from the game and stuff. It's pretty badass.
Huh.
That's news.
I'm excited to see this, actually. We're going to watch it right now. We're gonna
as soon as I search.
We're going to watch it right this very second.
This would be easier.
Well,
if
yeah,
just...
what if we just did four songs each?
Five.
Because four songs, realistically, like that doesn't take too much time.
Five. Make it an even 10. If you're doing anything, make it...
Five?
Yeah. Five each.
Five apiece. Do we have a consensus that it has to, are we doing songs that are specifically Xbox themed, or do we just want to throw a hodgepodge of songs?
Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge of songs?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Hodgepodge, but we have to have vocals that sing about Xbox.
Four solo songs each, and then two collabs.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
How's that? Cool. What do you think, Grant?
Oh, Joe's our manager now.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Producer.
I get 60% off the top.
Oh, God.
Or if the donations are high enough, I get one game out of it. So each of you get a system and a game, I get a game.
And they all have to be the same game so that we can play them together.
Unless I already have the game.
Yeah, if you already have the game, then...
Then I'll just get like a Microsoft card.
I'm looking at this Duck Hunt machine, and it's pretty exciting.
Exciting is a word for it.
It looks like it's made out of Legos.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, shit. Okay, so...
Rounds.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
That's pretty well done.
They did a reskinning. I'm not sure which machine was given to them, but they did a retheming thing. Pinball machines is not uncommon. There's a pretty sweet Ghostbusters one out there too. Someone nice. Bought a soundboard for it and triggers all the audio from the movies and music and stuff.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
This is really interesting.
Speaking of recent pinball releases, Walking Dead Pinball came out for Zen Pinball and Pinball FX.
Yeah, I picked it up.
It's pretty good too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's different. It's way like it's got super chill music, which
yeah,
is kind of unlike other pins in that game. But I went. They had like a sale on Steam, and they had all of the bundles for $2.99 on sale, like massively on sale. So I bought them all. So $15, and I bought basically everything in Zen Pinball.
Nice.
Except for like Guardians of the Galaxy and Walking Dead, a couple others.
I'm bummed that some of the really, really old Pinball FX tables aren't on the Xbox One.
That's weird.
Because they're like the original Pinball FX tables that were made for the 360. It's stuff that's like has never been released on the PlayStation, anything like that. And because it was built with old tech, they couldn't port it over.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, the only one that they went out of their way to recreate was the Street Fighter one.
Oh, gotcha. What about, did you have the Adventure Epic Quest?
Oh, yeah.
Freaking love Epic Quest.
If there's a table out for either Pinball Arcade or Zen or FX
He's
Pinball, I have it.
Funny story, but...
Hilarious, thanks.
Huh? I was going to tell you a funny story.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that was the
joke. We've all been into pinball pretty hardcore the last year, and a buddy of mine bought a diner from a guy who's in like Raleigh or something. He bought it and knowing he could flip it after a little bit of work, and he put it up on Craigslist, and these guys called and bought it that were out in somewhere in California, and it was the freaking Farsight guys. They bought his diner. So the diner that is in that has been released for Pinball Arcade is actually my buddy's diner he bought from Raleigh and flipped.
That's cool as shit.
Yeah. He never plays that game. He doesn't play that game, but he's all proud. Very cute.
Huh. Very neat.
It's pretty sick.
I was actually going to mention, since you brought up Street Fighter, I got bit by the, you know, the little collectible figures that are only like $5 a piece or whatever. There's a bunch of different ones. They have them for like fucking everything that are in
like the cute ones, like the little chibi ones.
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's ones for Street Fighter.
Oh God.
And they have them at Five Below.
Oh God.
And I bought two of them and I got Zangief and Ryu and they look awesome.
No. Like, I bet Zangief is adorable.
Dude,
I am.
Dude, like I'm trying my hardest not to go up there with like fucking like just like I want to sell my soul and then just
get the whole collection
and get all of them because they're
I think you need to make
sweet.
A little get like Jordan or someone to make a tiny little robe for Zangief with a little sign that says hug me
and Angry Bird stickers.
I can make that happen. I could do that.
I think you should.
I'm slightly crafty.
I have a Gremlins one I got as a gift. He's
nice.
Propped up high. but that's the only one I got.
Yeah. All right. So
how long are we anyway?
We're at like over 2 hours.
Jesus. You got to come on more often, Grant. This is a good show.
Guys, just shut up. My God. Jeez.
Shut up, Zach. You and your fucking emails. So, music.
Music.
Grant, we'll hand this off to you. What kind of music should we play this week from you?
You should play the theme song of this podcast.
Actually, how much free time do you have tonight? Do you want to bust out an acoustic version?
Oh my God, no.
For the hell of it?
Oh my God, no.
I could try.
That'd be funny as hell.
Oh my God, no.
All right, hold on. Let me go see if I can get, maybe see if my guitar's in tune. Hold on a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Or you're just going to do it live?
I'll be right back.
A live version.
A live. A live acoustic version. Oh my fucking God.
How cool would it be to request a song on the show and have it ready for the show? It's too in tune. You got to make it worse.
You have to make sure it's out of tune.
Yes.
Make sure you're in open C sharp.
Drop H. That doesn't exist. I like how the mic just barely picks
it
up.
Yeah, like the gate for the noise suppressor is essentially like turning on and off for him.
It's magical.
He might be pulling the infamous "Let me figure this out first before I stand in front of the mic." I do it all the time, especially doing the cover band thing. Like, I'll be off to the side and I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm good. Like, especially when I do my acoustic gigs, I'll sit there and I'll do the chords first and I'll be like, is that one? Okay, yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, I got my guitar.
Yay!
Yeah, see?
I don't know if this is, I don't remember how to play it, though.
That's okay. You just did it last week.
I know, right? I did it in like 30 minutes.
That's how important we are.
I'm going to listen to it real quick.
Just start the show over. You could hear it.
It was just like, I don't know. See, I used to have a kazoo, but it's all packed up.
Ah.
Hold on. How does it go?
Stand by. Whistle solo. It's low. You're
it's
better
so
off.
Bad.
You're better off doing scat doo doos. Like, doo 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 doo.
Hold on a second. This is gonna fucking happen.
Are you going to whistle the lead or guitar the lead?
If you have to whistle it, like whistling is a little like it's. I have to do whistle solos when I'm playing.
When you're playing Patience from Guns N' Roses.
The range is like it's too wide of a range. You're better off doing doo-doos.
Just meow the lead.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh well. You guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
La la.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, now play Patience.
We're listening.
Just a little patience.
I don't know.
So what can you play acoustic? How funny would it be if our music this week was just him playing acoustic?
Yeah, let's not even have... Why put real songs in? Let's just do it acoustic. Yeah.
Acoustic set?
Yeah, fuck it. Do it live.
Fuck it, do it live. Don't want to hear.
Put on music in my groin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sounds great.
It's all out of tune and shit.
That's okay.
This guitar's got like the strings are a million.
All right,
million, all
right, I have a request.
Okay.
The oaf.
The what?
The oaf.
The oaf? Oh my god.
Make sure you're in what is that? It's fucking it's C, open C.
Oh god.
Someone's an asshole.
Yep. Or you could take the easy way out and you could just do blown wide open, which is really just like what? It's A and D.
I know I can do
Oh, that song, yeah. Well, let's see here. 11th fret on the. I think here. 11th fret. D.
It's been a while.
G?
Oh, is
on
it,
the
is
G
it not
string?
Dropped?
It's in drop, yeah.
Yeah.
But the 11th, yeah, 11th fret on the G, maybe? Let's see here. 14th, 13th, and then come down go down a string, and then it's 11, 14th, 12th.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that was basically it, though. Yeah,
that's basically it.
Yeah. And then it's, what is it? It's a open 4-6, open 2-4, open 2. Boom, bow, down, do, 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 bow. Yeah. Yep.
Joe is falling asleep.
No, I'm just enjoying this.
Yeah. Or you could pull a Tenacious D and just do like A minor, and you could do tribute.
Or you could play video game music.
I could.
It's kind of what our show is.
Acoustic. It's very lead oriented, though.
So?
What is?
Video game music.
I'm sure he could figure something out.
It's tough on acoustic.
Yeah. You say that like people haven't played acoustic stuff before.
Oh, yeah. Technically, I did. What was it? The Castle Crashers thing was acoustic.
Yeah. Stupid asshole.
I don't have my automaton with me.
How about a legendary theme from Guitaru Man? Do you know that?
Oh, I wish I did.
You fucker.
That was on the list when I was in the stars.
I can't love you anymore, Grant. So why did you leave the stars?
Man, you know, I was thinking about it because this year has been super busy. And like I can honestly say that as far as like a collaborative group of dudes, that's the most fun I've ever had, really, in terms of like creative from scratch. You know what I mean? We all wrote all this stuff. It was just awesome. But it was so much work the last couple months getting the album ready and leading into MAGFest. And I kind of knew big things were going to be happening this year, like me moving.
Yeah,
that's 2,700 miles.
That's a little
big. It's a little big. So it was pruning, you know. I mean, I talked to him about it and just said that like it would just, I couldn't imagine trying to do that. And we knew we were going to try to do Viking Guitar Live again this year, so it just made sense.
Are you still going to like do any kind of guest appearances on a new album or anything?
I don't know. There's talks.
Yeah,
there's talks about it.
By Bros Bones.
No, I'm talking about Lonely Rolling Star guest appearance.
Oh,
you dick.
By Bro Bones.
I did love your exit in video form.
Oh yes, that was something we planned.
That was pretty great.
Well, Rainbow from the Mouth was all Chris Dugash, but all Dougals all the way. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And Beardo's the frickin' man. And let me just say, he kind of jumped in and shit is happening.
Nice
for real with those boys. So
oh, really real. Hey, they have an actual lead guitarist now.
Oh shit!
My God. I don't know how they can handle it.
Since you and Sean don't have to blame each other for playing. Like, you play lead. No, you play lead. Fuck you.
Exactly.
I did lead on the last song. You're doing it on this one.
Dude, let me just say, and I mean, I'm a drummer, so I'm not that good at leads. When I did that fucking Battletoads song, and pretty much the entire goddamn song is a lead, by about the second, solo section, I already wanted to shoot myself.
Yeah. It makes it tough.
Just saying.
Well, you got to do 4 new ones.
I know. There's no lead. There's technically no lead section in the Metal Gear one. Technically.
Oh, my God. One of the collabs. You guys could do the rock version of the Legendary theme.
Oh, fuck.
Because that's dueling guitars right there.
Technically organ and guitar?
No, that's Tainted Lovers.
Is that the one with the... with the guy that looks like a vampire?
Yeah, that's Tainted Lovers.
Oh, okay.
Tainted Love. I can do that. I'll sing it.
Wrong one.
I'm joking.
But
I'm joking.
Legendary theme, the original version in the game, is just acoustic guitar.
Yep.
The second version is like a power ballad.
Yep.
Power ballad.
It is.
I believe you.
That was my first dance at my wedding.
Oh, was it?
Played by the One-Ups.
Was it really?
Yep. Played by the One-Ups featuring Aleshawn and Dale North.
Oh, man.
So, fuck all of y'all. None of you have a cooler first dance at a wedding than me.
I didn't get married yet.
The only way you'll top it is if you get, like, OTEP at the wedding.
No.
Or OPETH.
OPETH?
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be fucking awesome. I'm going to tell you right now, I could, considering the hookups that I now have, I could possibly be able to pull Korn. Technically.
That would be cool as fuck.
Technically. Because now me and Ray, like, talk. So that's kind of a thing.
Get him to play on a song. How fucking crazy would that be?
Ray Luzier? Yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be fucking nuts, actually.
Yeah.
I should talk to him.
And then Grant will hear your stuff and be like, fuck.
Yeah. Grant, I didn't tell you. You listened to the episode about me talking about my experience at Mayhem Fest, right?
Yep.
So.
Indeed.
Yeah, I could do that. Well, now in the original project that I'm doing now, technically I've got the bass player from Prong, and I have the drummer from Breaking Benjamin, so.
Jeez. That's something.
It is. It's a thing.
That's a star-studded cast.
And I'm singing for it. I'm not even playing anything. It's great. Oh, okay. Yeah, you played this for me before.
Yeah. I'm playing the Legendary theme here for him to hear it.
Yeah, I can hear bits.
Yeah, for the people who can't hear it on our microphones.
Yeah, it won't pick up in the microphones for the recording.
I feel like it's the kind of song that would have had a version with vocals, but I guess there isn't one, right?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a song that could definitely be used for us to sing about how much we need Xbox One.
Oh, God, it's a true love song.
It is.
So.
I need an Xbox One. Yo, yeah, I really motherfucking need a one.
No, I'll have to do I'll have to do a song and remix it to be like the Gimme Pizza song, that it's 400 times slower.
Oh God!
But some of the back.
I need pizza.
Gimme pizza.
PICZA.
Gimme Xbox.
XBOX1.
Did I happen to say?
Give me Xbox. XBOX1. See, Grant could totally play this if he knew it.
Well, yeah, you could play
anything.
Because
it's acoustic guitar. He could, if Grant could have learned this fucking song, we could have had a legit acoustic performance.
If only.
God, my guitar's so out of tune.
Close.
Man, Jesus. Yeah,
close. Same
happened.
That's okay. That's all you get, Joe.
That's
about it.
That's it. That's the whole song. Just loop that portion of the recording like this over and over and over again.
I had an old video on one of my phones. It's like dog shit quality now, but it was Sean,
dog shit
Prozac, Kunal playing Legendary theme in one of the MAGFest hotel rooms.
See, cool. The problem is with me learning all these like these video game remixes, and I'm sure this happens to you too. Pretty much as soon as I'm done recording it, it instantly escapes
my
mind.
You no longer know it. Yep. It is gone forever.
It was fun while it lasted.
It instantly escapes my brain.
Yep.
That's like I started working on that fucking... I don't think I sent this. I did send this to you. I started working on my arrangement for Flatulent Swamps from Boogerman.
Yeah.
And as soon as I fucking like put the guitar down, I instantly forgot all of it. It's like I recorded it all and I was like, oh yeah, that sounds good. I'm gonna record the other track tomorrow because it's starting to get late. And then I picked it up the next day and I'm like, I'm lost.
Yeah,
I don't remember any of this.
All I want right now is for the two of you for your project to just do a Guitar Man album.
That'd be tough, dude.
You could do Flying to Your Heart and get someone to do like the schoolgirl Japanese vocals.
Yo, so how about this, Grant? I'm gonna have a little bit of gear talk with you right now. Is it it might be MXR or Boss. No, it might be Boss. They actually put out a guitar pedal that makes your guitar sound like a Japanese anime girl.
Yeah, it's Korg. Yeah,
it was Korg.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen any videos of it being done live. I was thinking about looking it up. Apparently, it's been in Japan for a while.
It's hysterical.
And yeah, it is.
It is fucking hilarious. Not to mention the fact that there's another one that Electroharmonix put out that makes your guitar sound exactly like an organ. Like,
wow.
Like, perfectly. There's like 11 or 12 different models that you can switch between, and they all sound fucking incredible.
Huh.
Like, it fucking blows my mind, actually.
I guess I'll buy that. Not an Xbox One. Sorry, Joe. You lose.
You son of a bitch.
It's all Korg's fault for putting out that pedal. I saw a demo of it, and I'm sitting there just fucking cracking up the entire entire
it's
time.
Hilarious.
I'm like, at first I thought it was a joke, and then I saw more videos with it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking real. Like,
this is the one
with
the
crazy
schoolgirl.
With shit like that. That was a smart move.
J-pop going on. What do you think? Do you and Grant could do Flying to Your Heart? One of you could do keys, or you could get a Dugash on.
That looks pretty nice.
Get Dugash on to do the keys on this. Yeah, it's like PS2 in full HD quality. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know how they did that. That looks really good.
Gorgeous, though.
Guitar.
I like how the mic's not picking up any of this, so it's just extended periods of silence.
I know, I'm sorry.
I hear it. It's just like, well, I guess the other mics are not.
No, you won't. Because the way that I have it set up for when people call in is... you get the microphone off the laptop.
Yeah.
As opposed to both of these channels. Like, if it was only one microphone, I can actually route that through. But for whatever reason, I can't route two channels to one output for Skype. So, it's weird. It's dumb.
So, basically, fuck you. Yeah.
You guys are jerks.
I know.
I hate you both.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Do you want to attempt...
Let's make an album.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. I'm good. I'm ready. I'm good and ready.
So do you want to attempt like a legitimate song to close the show?
You mean like me playing it?
Yeah.
Not really.
You're a dick. Play something Metroid related.
I mean, the songs I know are not like off the cuff or either. Well, okay, Metroid Metal Rhythm sections. Or like they're just not like they're not VGM at all. So
do the Metroid title theme.
I mean,
or the item get. That's 3 seconds long.
All right, here we go.
Although I love how you extend it to like a minute and a half on the CD. Ding.
It's my super blues version.
Nice. I got the Metroid blues. You should...
was out hanging on Seabiz. Great and really you. Thank you very much.
I want you so bad to do a Metroid Blues now. Please, for the love of God, for the next Metroid Metal project. Oh my
All
lord.
Right, do your basic blues progression and then just improv.
I was hanging out with Mother Brain. Mama said she's up the
Nailed it.
I said I was hanging out with Mother Brain. Mama said it's time to die.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
God, that's terrible. Anyway,
girl, I'm hanging on the SML. Fuckers talking way too long. I said I'm talking on the SML. This episode is too long. It really needs to fucking end real soon, cause I'm bored as hell. Fuck off.